So the question raised is that that's then why isn't his hador part of the bottom? Right?
If you assume that the bottom aren't higher, like the other answer, right?
What?
If you
No. You see, Chaim says it doesn't make any difference.
Right, but you said
doesn't make any difference. Because the moment it's a town, so the Baal Machayev. And I don't think he changes from that position. He doesn't go back and say it's going to be other Shita. He's going straight with one Shita that. If it's Tam Meshalim Gufo, then the Baalim is Chayev. You can't say, he says, you cannot say by Tam. As a matter of fact, he says it openly. He says that where do I say that the Shomer is Chayev and the Baalim is Patur? That's only by Mu'ud, he says. Right? But by Tam you can't say that. So he's going by Tam. He says that idea that the Shomer takes over for the Baalim is only by Mu'ud. Okay? Only by Mu'ud. So the answer is, I think what Reb Chaim is saying is as follows, that since the Baalim have no right to exempt the Ashur because it's Migufo, so you see that in the setting up of the system, the Baalim's Eschivus is expressed. Because he has to pay with his Ashur. And he can't do anything about that. So the fact that he has to pay with his shore means that in the setting up of the hezek of Tam, the Baalim has a hezekus. He goofers the hezekus. So since he partakes of the hezekus, so the nizik can always go to him. That's what Reb Chaim means. In other words, in the setting up of the system of Tam, so you're saying the Baalim have to set it up in a way that that their shore is involved in Tashlum. Right?
Right. The Gufa Shore, not them as Gavos.
The Gufa Shore.
Right.
So that means, now, why?
Gufa.
Because we Gufa, right. But that shows that he's involved in the Eschivus. Because otherwise it wouldn't be fair for him to have to pay with, the Shore.
Why? So then, are you undermining the whole Pine then?
No. Why?
Because the Baalim are Chayev.
No, so they participate in the Eschivus.
Oh, and so still. So what's the Shomer Esther repaying? Why is the Shomer Chayev to the Baal now? The Shore is paid off. The Baal is dead. The Baal's Chayev.
No, the Shore, he pondered his Eschivus by being Moda.
The Shomer.
But there is an Eschivus on the Baal in town. Because you see, the Baal can't get away without paying for a shore. Because that's the nature of the system of Tam.
Yeah,
intrinsically. So it's intrinsically set up by Tam that there's a schivus on the Baal, regardless. So that's why the Nizik can go back to the Baal. You follow?
Yeah.
Okay, why not?
Well,
we didn't finish it.
So, well, I agree, says in the question.
No, I'm just saying, we didn't finish the plan. So now our plan says, but since the Shomer is Moda, and he excludes his field, So now what happens is, that he lost his chiyuv now, because his chiyuv was removed, because he was more than nifter. So now, vis-a-vis the Bilam, the Shomer's failure is only a grumman. And grumman ben Zaken is Potter. That's the full breath.
Right. You're just saying by Tom.
Now he's slivering off that chiyuv because he was more than nifter. So now what's left is the Bilam chiyuv. Alright? But the Bilam can't collect from the Shomer because the Shomer's chiyuv is gone. Because he was more than nifter. So that's why he's going to have to pay. And the Shomer is potter from the Bilam, and he's potter from the Mizra.
Right. But you're just saying by Tom, the Bilam is still high for the...
Yes. He still is. Okay, so we're going for the test. Say, you see one test you can't say, then it's because he was most of the Gufat over to the Nizik. Right.
Right, so...
Because what's a Rosh Lacha for Nefa if you gave it away?
Right. But Tosla explained the reason why the Shomer is tied to the Baal because he can't return the object that he borrowed or watched or whatever.
Right.
But the way your client explained it above was because of the fact that he was chayav in the nezek that the animal did.
Right.
Not because he was unable to complete the shmir, over shmir of returning the object.
Right, not because he caused the damage, but because he, not because he caused the damage to the shore, it's damaged goods, it's because he gave it over to the nezek.
Right, because his
chavos nizak. So how can you say, because of his chavos nizak? So how can you say, Rosh Lacha
for
Nefa?
Doesn't
do
anything.
Yeah.
Rosh Lacha for Nefa means he's not doing a good job of being a shomer to the baal, or turning the object to the baal properly.
Right.
Because there's a chov on it.
Right.
Yeah. Right, so even if he wasn't chayvin in Ezekiel, but the baal was chayvin in Ezekiel, still, maybe you can't say, Rosh Lacha for Nefa, there's a shiva on the object.
That's right.
Okay. Ulafizet, Sarfian, my departure tomorrow, Tom Hadam, Medina Mifterina, Kim the Kakim, Skies, and Meshur, the Bible, and Meshur, and Shemir Skufa. So if you're just going to say once there's a Shivan on the shore, you can't say Resha Hafanacha, so then even if he was mowed in Pacha, but the Baal still Chayiv, and the shore still Meshuba to the Chob of the Baal, he shouldn't be able to do Resha Hafanacha, it's not the same object he borrowed.
So therefore,
why should Oda Shomer ponder him from, Tashlum may short to the Baal.
Because he's not involved in it.
Because what?
He's not involved in the he's not involved in payment of the to the Nizam.
Right, but he still should have to repay the Baal.
Yes.
Because they can't say Resha Chavanav anymore?
That's right.
Who cares who's COVID's for?
Right.
Okay. The Nira, the
Jesus said, my problem, where Tom of the Nira to give the Captain of the Mishra Bolo, which in the Shmir is Gufo. So since it's Chayat to Mishra, because of what? Because of Shmiras Gufo, right? So how could it be more than Nifta? Because he can't take off his chiyuv to the Baal. Okay, good.
Yeah, whose case is the Baal?
Right. The Shomer can't take off his chiyuv to the Baal. By being molded to the other guy, what is the guy doing with his chiyuv to the Baal?
Right.
Right, still not returning
the object. Still not returning the object.
Right. Well, what's the difference why the object has a sheep, whether it's a Mechovel Balim or the Shomer? Either way, it's not considered a Shomer Nechel, the object is a sheep.
Right. So, there was a simple thing. The Shomer has to repay the Balim, and he can't say a Shavuot for Nechel, and mm-hmm. he has a simple creed to return it to the Balim, and he can't be mowed that to the Nizik. To the Nizik. What's the Adot of Nizik Adot Nechel?
Right, because the object still has a shibud on it, because the chovah bayil on the side.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
He has a private arrangement with the bayil.
Right. The nira that Tosos Sfirlon de zeh lo yitakin kla lomar she hashomer mischay v'shalim behashor shel habayit. So they reject that idea above. We said in the Rambam that you can have a hischayus on the shomer to pay from the mammon of somebody else, meaning the bat. Even the Torah, la videyu, it's not their mammon, they can't pay from it.
Right, he doesn't accept that whole idea.
Right.
That hybrid.
That's all he gives you. Okay. Ela, dinameila, kena, rather, it just comes out that way. Kivan shabailim osru the shomer. Al kain memela alfi yuva the gavos the gavashor.
Right.
Since the Balaam gave over the shore to the shomer, so memela comes out that the chiyuv of shorta of tam is to be galak over from the gavashor. He didn't tam should go in the gufo. Velo ichpas lamad olas and yizakin gal shomer velo al Balaam. Kim da kapanim yish kan megicha shachiyuv. So it's chovas nizakin of the shomer, not the bailim. But nevertheless, in the meila, it's nizak hashor. That's the lacha baitan.
That's automatic.
What? That's automatic. Right. Yeah. It's not clear why that's so different than the original way. Okay, in the meila, mishtabe hashor v'chiyuvo shel shomer avoham yira v'gvias hanizakim me'abailim lo me'ashomer. So it comes out in Mela, the shore is Meshuba to the Chiyuv of the Shomer. So the Gvias of the Nizak is obviously from the moment of the Bible, not the Shomer. So it's the Chiyuv of the Shomer, but it's the Gvia from the moment of the Bible.
Gvias from the moment of the Bible, right.
Which sounds very remarkably similar to the original way.
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
I know. I mean, it just sounds like very similar. It's the Chiyuv of the Shomer and the Gvia from the moment of the Bible.
Right.
Which is impossible. It's like sounds exactly what he says, impossible.
That's what you're right.
Right? He says that you can't have a chovah of the shomer to pay from the mamon of the bialim.
Right.
So instead, it's a chovah of the shomer and a gvias from the mamon of the bialim. It's the exact same.
Right.
It's just mamela.
Right.
Right. We have shomer after Rami Yalei Chovah's Nizak, we come up and Chovah's Mamon, they say, like, huh? So the shomer has a Chovah's Nizakim. But there's a chovas mamon, because that's the baal's mamon. Keep in time, I didn't shine on the gufo.
Okay, go further.
Vishigam, the yishlomar ot. Okay, so we can say even more. Okay, the betam, lo mikarya, chovas tashlumin klal. That the institution of tam is never called chovas tashlumin. The rachiyub of the memela, the chayal al shor asma. Okay, it's just the nature of the institution of Shor Tam is in the Yishalmi Gufo. It's just the Chiyuv that's Mimbela Chal on the shore itself, the Chas of the shore. Imidin Shutra, Imidin Bafo. Right, based on the Machalikus in the Gemara, it's either the Nizah becomes a Shutra from the animal or it's a Shiva in the animal. Mimbela, the Lo Shaykh Mimber Klal, the Hashem is Chayyab with Throw up the Shor Shahabayat. So once you formulate Shor Tam this way, so it doesn't make sense at all to formulate that the shomer is chayav to pay from the shore of the Bailam. Mi'achad lo chayal alayah din chovas tashlumin. Once there's no chovas tashlumin on the shomer himself, even the shore, in shalom.
Ulefizeh,
yuva the shomer la Bailam, who rak matmas chovas shmiras guva bavad. So the entire fear of the Shem of the Bible is because of his failure in Shmir's Gufo. Lo Machmas Chovas Nizakim. It's not based upon is fact is clear to the Nisa. Baal Karpa, the Hada Ashur and the Shami Gufo, Pashit Zos Nezek, the Hasid, the Ashur, was Chayav Al Zeh and Midin Shmir. And the fact that the Ashur and the Shami Gufo, this is considered to be a real defect and a loss in the Ashur itself, and which obligates the Shomer to repay the violin because the Shmir is Gufo. Ulefizeh, Hada Parpa Gemara, the Modina Miftarina, since, according to that side, that the Shomer is the Balan that is the Chayav Nizak and the Balan Marpilot to him, the Imkin, Hachalos Achiev, who Machmas Kiev in the Shomer. So the Chalos Kiev in the Chetra of the Shore is because of the Chova of the Shomer, Chalos Nizak in the Shomer. The Shem Mazek, Kudachal Rakh Lashor, Lo Balan. The Shomer, who's Nichlas Tachas the Bialim, he's the Mazik, and it's comes under his responsibility, not the Bialim. And because of his Chiyav, the Shomer is why there's a Chalos Chiyav in the Chetzav Shor. Okay, lo ichpas on klal, Mazik owes the Shlum and he may Bialim. It's true, ultimately the Shlum can come from the Mal and Bialim. And we call Makam, Shavar Mahanya, the Shomer, the Chiyav, the Chiyav, the Chiyav. Nevertheless, it still works, the Hadas of the Shomer, to remove the chovas nizakin from the shomer himself. Given the pakir ikar chova, so it ends up being that both the baal and the chov and the shomer end up becoming pata. The only did hadav knas lo ichpas lo the chovas tashlumin al mehu. So we don't care the fact that the chovas tashlumin is really on the baal because it's his mamon, because in chovas hadav knas doesn't go by chovas tashlumin. The guy with the Islam is a Maman Shimshal, meaning that Kol Talad Misha Chashim Mazik, Misha Relis Chayev, which is the Shomer in this case, because he's Nechon Status Bailam. The Kim and the Chol Zeh who Rakhe Shomer Lomer Bailam, Hakim and Mela, the Oda Shomer Pak Yikach Chiyuba, the Iftar Mishneim, it comes out that since the Shomer is the Mazik, once he's mowed the Vikar Chova on him is gone, and then there's no creation of a Shiva, the Chov, in the Chetz of the Shore, because the Iker Mazik, he was mowed and he's Pater, so we never create a Chov on the Shore itself, and therefore he can just serve as Pater, and he can return the Shore perfectly intact and say, Rishon Chavanecha, because there's no Chalos Chiyav on the Shore.
Then he rejects the whole piece, right?
Or later next?
Yeah, because it won't work out according to the rabbi's other.
I'm going to Janet, he just says you must say Tosas learns like that one sheet in the
right. Right.
Of course, learn like that one sheet. It must be Tosas like that one sheet, though.
Right.
According to us, you have to learn like we said originally in the first.
And the rabbi can't learn this way.
But that one answer, the rabbi can't learn this way. Right. One answer, the rabbi can't learn this way. They just try like an approach to what he's doing here.
Okay, what is he saying? Yeshomer is high.
Yeah. Where's that? Okay, Tashon.
No.
Kid is up. Cause he's up, not close to Tashon.
It's like just a shame.
He's the master.
He has a chovas nizak. Now the bailam have a chovas tashlum.
Kind of says that, right?
Yeah. I didn't want to say there's no tashlum altogether.
Yeah. Yes, there's no chovas tashlum at all, right? It's just a chovas like the chetz of the shore. like the Nisan becomes a shutef in the shore, or is a shiva in the shore. But it's not like tied to any gafra. It's just the Nisak has a shiva in the chas of the shore.
Okay, so does it make it any better?
Well, before, like, originally, the other, he was looking at, like, there's a Chobon, this God, this Chobon, that God, right? The Chobon's Bailon, the Chobon's Shomer, he's more than this, only Chobon Bailon. Now he's looking at, like, it's entirely, there's, like, a Shem Azek and Chobon's Azek and whatever, but the essential Kriyat Tashlum and everything is really just relegated to the Chefza of the Shore. I mean, it's not tied to any particular God. It's just the Nizak has a certain discourse in the Shore itself.
Go over again. The Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Mosron L'Shomer Chinam L'Shoel L'Nosei Socher L'Socher Nichnesu Tachas HaBailam Muad Mishalayim Nezek Shalayim The Tam Mishalim Chatzin Ezer. Okay, so Rashi says over there, Nichnesu Tachas HaBailam. What does it mean? It means Mischaivin Benezikin Kebailam. That the Shomrim are Chaivin in Niske Hashor. He's on Chaivin Niske Hashor. Just like the Bailama. Okay? That's the basic of all. Now we have a Gemara on Daf Memhe Amar Aleph that elaborates a little bit. It gives a specific case, but it's really the same thing. Okay? Tana Rabban. Abo nichnesu tachas habaylam. Ve'eluin, shomer chinam v'ashalel, nosei socher v'asocher. Okay. Hargu, if they kill the person, so tamen is nerugin. Because that's a klal. Well, it's machlokas tanoim. If every shor that kills an adam is chayav nisa, but we paskin that every shor is chayav. Okay. So we say that so mu'odin is nerogin. Hargu, so if they kill the person, tamen nerogin. So the baim is going to be nerog because of the din stam. We know that every baim that kills a person is killed. Not like the other mandama that hell that shoshal hefka is not. You need a bible. Okay, so that's simply. That's simply. That it would seem is not the or the power. Okay, let's go for it. Muadin, if the show was a muad, so it's nerugin, of course. And the shaman is a kofa, and they have to pay kofa, right? Because there's only kofar by mu'ah. There's no kofar by tam. So since they have a makam bailam, so the bailam would have to pay kofar. So they take over and they pay kofar. The chayavin lahavzir the meishur lebalov. So first we took up the idea of what the idea of kofar is in general. So for that, where do we go? Right. We went to, hold on.
unlimited offering?
Let's see. Yeah, right. The Apachoksen. Tanur Rabban. Apachoksen, Mishalman, and Aliyah, and Mishalman Kofa. Why not? Why? Because the Yasmi are not Chayiv and Kofa, and the Apachoksen are not Balaam.
Never went out.
Okay. Montana Kufar Kapara, who's the one Montana Kufar Kapara for Yasmin Love and A Kapara, the new Amrav Chizda Rav Shimon Ben Osher Rav Yochanan Ben Broki. Okay, that the Yasmin are not Ben A Kapara because they're, see, if it's a din mamon, so the Yasmin are chayav mamon, because the Bezdin has the apotropos work for it, work it out for them. But if it's kapara, so the yasmi are not b'nei kapara. So it must be, this must be going according to the mandama like kufra kapara, right? Kufra kapara, the yasmi are not b'nei kapara. I'm Rav Chisda, Rav Yishmael ben Oshel, Rav Yochanan ben Broko. He, the sign, the nelson, pidyon nafsho, the main nizik. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko Omer Dmei Mazer Maila Bok and Eflagi Therabon and Savri Kufra Momana, and therefore it's one is the main is it Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko Sava Kufra Kapar, so it's the main Mazer Omar of Papa Lo Tuku Yalmo Kufra Kapar. No. Bahaka Bahakam Ephugi. Rabbanan Savri bin in Isaac Shemri. Rabbi Shmuel bin Osher Rabbi Yochanan bin Broka Savar bin in Mazak Shemri. Okay, then the Gemara goes into the Limud. Okay. But we wanted to understand theoretically, what is the concept of Kofa? Okay. Is it a concept of Ratzeach? Because you were careless with Yeshua, so you're Ratzeach. Correct? But it would seem it's not. Because it's not found in Hilchos Ratzeach or Shmiras HaNefesh. Because it would only be a grumph. Vis-a-vis Ratzeach would be a far removed grumph. I don't even know if it would be a grumph. Okay, so what kind of halacha is it? It's halacha because he's chayev in the zikin. So the mechanism which relates him to the nizak who died is the mechanism of the zikin. Correct? But instead of damaging property, the object that was damaged was the human being. So therefore, that's why the Rambam brings it in the Zaken, because the nature of the Machayev is the Chiyuvei Nezikin, which relate, attach the dead person to the Bible. But over here, ordinarily, we're talking about when it's a monetary loss. But when it's a human life, so you can't measure it in terms of mamon, you have to measure it in terms of life, because it was a human life. So really what happens, the mazik is chayev in a currency of life, a different currency. The currency is his life. Part of his life, which is the chiyuv of what? Misa v'dei shemayim. Okay? But the Torah gave him an opportunity to pay kofar, which will be machaper on his loss of life. Okay? But it's basically a hybrid. It's the mechanism of nezek that relates him. And because the object was human life, the ischaivus is not spelled out in terms of mamon, according to the Mamon or the Kufra Kapara, but it's spelled out in terms of human life. So the mazik, the bailam, is chayiv in the part of his life, namely misa v'deshamayim. But the only thing is, the Torah said that if he gives a sum of money l'shem kapara, so then it's mechaper on his misa v'deshamayim, and he's pater. Okay. Yeah, so what does the Gemara say? So at first the Gemara thought that whether it's the main mazik or the main izik is totally in what? Whether it's mamon or whether it's kapar. But then the Gemara says, no, even if you say kapara, you could still say bidinizik shani. Why? Because it's just a question of how you evaluate it. But really, it's really kapara. In other words, the machlokas would be as follows. Does the tashlumin follow the objective of the kofar? In which case it would be the mazik. Or does the tashlumin follow the nature of the avera? And the nature of the avera was hezek. So since the nature of the maisa avera, the nature of the relationship between the mazik and the nizik is based on what? It's based on the institution of hezek. So it follows the institution of hezek and expresses the mice of error. So that's the machlokas. Does the kofar express the mice of error, or does the kofar express the objective of it, its objective, which is to be a machaper, so then you go by the mazik? I think that's what we said. We just wanted to explain what the concept of kofar is. Okay? And we paskin that kufr kapar. Kufr kapar. All right.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. But back on the fundamental of what kufr is.
Okay. So now we return to that memei amaralef. And we have the brisa. Yeah. Rob?
No, I'm just thinking what your statement was when you said it wasn't even wrong.
Yeah, it's not even wrong.
Why? Because it just resulted from his improper shmira?
It didn't result from him. He was
improper shmira.
Yeah, but that's not a maisa gron. Maisa
gron means you have to be the mazik per se.
Maisa gron means you did a maisa. Here, the fact that the absence of shmir is not a maisa, so it's not even a gron.
That's why, because it's the absence.
Yes, yeah, the absence. As though he didn't put the human being in front of the shor, and there's no, he didn't make any connection.
What about there was a fence and he broke the fence and the animal got out? Would that be a maisa? Parts together.
Yes.
That should be a maisa.
It doesn't matter, Paris Getter. Because Paris Getter is a grumma in the Zikin.
That is grumma, that's what I'm asking.
In the Zikin.
Right.
But it's not a grumma in Ratzeach, in the Gavra himself. Because look at it this way, he doesn't even know if it's going to kill a man. There isn't even a man involved at the time, so how can it be a grumma? It can't be a grumma insofar as. As he cannot be a grumma insofar as Adam Hamazik. He's a grumman so far as Momon Hamazik, but not Adam Hamazik. Okay?
And for it's good that you're a chayil, it's a grumma to the Balashor, you're a Goren Himenezek, he has to pay damages to
right.
the shore. But you're not a Goren Nezek to the Nisa.
No.
You have to come to the Balashor.
That's
see,
right.
It's not really grumma to the Nisa.
That's right. That's correct. It's not. It's too far removed.
That's not a grumma. Nisa can't go after
that. Nisa can't, right. You're right. You're right. Okay. So now, what happened over here? So actually, he's chayav on all Nezikim, right? Like Rashi said. What's that?
No, he's chayav to the owner of the, if he makes the hot and get part of together, he's chayav to the Baal, but it's only because, it's not his mama, so why isn't it grumma? Why should he go back to the because they rendered it in Mamon Hamazik.
Well, that's the whole. We're not doing that again. That's also again. There's the Taisus on that. Taisus is Kasha. Why is the Gan of Chayev? Why is the Gan of Chayev? I mean, it's a separate question. He has different answers. It's a separate answer. It has nothing to do with us.
So he has no responsibility to Nizek at all.
That's what?
He has no responsibility to the Nizek.
No. Unless you institute the eschivus of the institution of nezikin, that mamon amazik is chayev. But without mamon amazik being chayev, he wouldn't be chayev as adam amazik, because otherwise he would be the whole thing of mamon amazik.
Right.
Okay. But at any rate, so we had the Tana Rabban. Now, Bon, that the Sutach is a Bayo Velohain. Shomer, Chiyam Vashoel, no se Socha Vashocher. And this Bryce takes up one case. Takes up the case of Hargo. Alright, really, it's five in all Nizik. Like Rashi says on the Mishnah. Tachas Abilam, Mishaivim ben Nizik, and Kabilam. All Nizik. But this Bryce happens to deal with the case where he killed a man. Okay. Hargu. So if it killed a man, Tamin Rogan, because any behemoth that kills a man is Nera. Uptumina Kofra, because there's no Kofra by Tam. Because the Pasuk says by Kofra, Vahuad Bivolov, Eloyish Moreno. So it has to be Vahuad Bivolov. It has to be a Muad. Muadin, Nera Rogan, so the behemoth is Nerag. And the Shomer, who's B'mokom Bailam, he is Chayiv in the Kofar. Right? Just like he'd be Chayiv in the Nezikin. The Chayovin Lahachzir, the Meishur, Lebov. And since they're Chayiv, the chayav on the hafzah to make sure the vol of chutz misham achina.
Is this because they killed the
shore? So the shore, because they killed the shore. Because they killed the shore. So since they killed the shore, so the Shomer is chayev in the Zikin, so he's going to be chayev to pay for the Shomer. Okay.
That's a Shmir Skufa, though, no?
Pay for the Shomer, Shmir Skufa. So the Gemara asks a question, Amri, Heichi Dami, what's the case? Eden Atre. If it's a short time, let's say, and he watched it, a Shmir Mahulah, Afilu Kulunami lifter. So they should all be potter. The shore was killed. That's a separate halacha. That the shore has to be killed, because it was many Sodom. It's not their fault that the shore got out, because they watched it, a Shmir Mahulah. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So they should be putter completely. The either low notre, and if they didn't watch it, so it went out, and they were chayev because they didn't watch it. Afil l'shamar chinam l'chayev. So why is the shamar chinam putter? The Mishnah says kulam nichnas utachas abaylam, and Rashi explains machayvim benizakim kabaylam. So what's the yachsin of the shamar chinam? Amri. So the Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinen denatre shmira p'chusa. That he watched the behema with a shmira p'chusa, which is a delas shein yichol olama v'ruch mitzuyot. The lo natre shmira ma'uva. It was a tam, and it required a shmira ma'uva, and the Shomer only supplied a Shmira Chusa, so they were all Chayef, except for some reason the Shomer Chinam. So the Gemara says, Shomer Chinam, why is he different? Kol Salo Shmirasa. He's not Machayef in he's not Chayef in a good, in a high level shmira. Hanach lo kolsa shmirasa. Okay. So Rashi explains, e the natre shmira mula kulu nami niftu. It may sure, bar mi shoa da anusame. As a shoa, that's a different thing. Because since the shoal is chayef to return the animal to the bylum, even if it was nenas, so he will always be chayef. Okay, because that's his chayefus, right?
To the bylum,
To the bylum. Because he says, I guarantee I'm going to return you to shore no matter what happens. So even if it got struck by lightning, he's going to be chayef to return. So the year two, even if you watched it, a shmir ma'ula, but because it got killed, it's an onus. He's going to be chayef to return it. But that's only sure. Shmira p'chusa delas sheyachol olamod beruach mitzuyah. So now here's the tough Rashi. Kol tzalei shmirasa, what does it mean that a shomer chinam, his shmira is finished, so to speak. His obligation, you can have an obligation of shmira over here. The ain't a loveless chazek b'shmirasa. The die b'kach. The love shiyahi. Hilkach legabe bailin potter midmei shor. Okay, let's stop here. Alright. Okay, so what does Rashi mean? So we should observe here that we're dealing with two different concepts. For instance, let us say a shomer sachar is chayev in a shmira ma'ula on a tam, right? But what is he really chayev on? He's chayev on a shmira ma'ula vis-a-vis the animal. That shmira ma'ula does not include the shmira of nezik, of nezikin. I'll give you an example. A man takes the shor tam and brings it into a reshus hanizik. Okay. Now the shor is not in danger of getting lost or stolen. But in the reshus hanizik is a lamb. and he allows the shor to kill the lamb. So in terms of this chiyuvei shmira to the Bilam, he's fine. He watched it. He watched it that it shouldn't get lost. But in terms of his chiyuvei nezikin, he's not fine, because he brought the animal into the rishus of the nezik, and it was, and he allowed it to be mazik. Okay, so he's chayiv in nezikin. So I just want to point out that chiyuvei nezikin and chiyuvei hashava labailam are two completely different concepts. Okay. Two completely different concepts. So since they're two different concepts, what does the Gemara mean, as Rashi interprets and everybody else interprets, that since the Shomer Chino, in the Chiyuv of returning to the Bilam, the Chiyuv Shmiras Gufo Shel Ashor for Ashava, he doesn't have to have such a tremendous shmira. So therefore, and it's not a pshia, the dai b'kach, olav pshia. He's not a poshea ben ageya to be machzir the shore to the bylaw. Okay, but what does that have to do with the chiyuvei nezikin? Chiyuvei nezikin are not measured by the same measuring rod as a as chiyuvei shmira to the Bible. That's a completely different phenomenon. Like I said, like Gnei Vaveda, what is Rav Kosei say? And Gnei Vaveda, even if he has him in a steel house, so the animal can't do any damage. Yeah, but if a ganav can sneak in, he's going to be chayav, right? Because he was a poshea, he left the roof open. Okay, so the question is, how could Rashi tie these two things together? That a shomer chinam is kol sashmirasa. What do you mean kol sashmirasa? It's a different barometer. It's kol sashmirasa b'negeya to the Ischaivas of Ashava Labailam. But there we say that he did his job. But the Nageya to the Chiyuvei Nezikin, he didn't do his job. And since he's the Makam Bailam, he should be Chayev. Right? Because he picked up the Chiyuvei Nezikin on the shore. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. So just like the Bailam Achayev and Ezekiel, the moment you become a Shomer, you have a Shem Bailam and Yechayev and Ezekiel. So what do I care if Ben Algeyat to Hashavel of Bailam, you're on a lower scale than the other Shomer? This is a separate scale. It's completely different. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The Gemara is mixing in here two different things. It's saying that the Chiyuv Shomer, see, the Chiyuv Shomer is really a Chiyuv of insurance. So if I have insurance, so there's different levels of insurance, of Shmira on insurance. But the Chiyuv Nezikin, the Chiyuv Nezikin is a separate Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv B'negeya, the safety of the animals outside. So just because I took out insurance on the animal, and it's a lesser insurance, why am I less chayav for damages? What's one thing have to do with the other? See, that's the important point here. And that's the difficulty of this Gemara. That the Gemara somehow is mixing up, it would seem, two separate things. The chiyuv hashavah l'bailam is a chiyuv of insurance. The chiyuv these hives of Nezek is a fee of to the Nizek, and that's a fee of damages. But just because my insurance is lower doesn't mean that the damages get lower. The insurance is a different company than a Gaza.
No.
Right? Yeah.
The problem is really on the Gemara, it's that Rashi's explaining the correlation. But the Gemara's making the correlation.
Correct.
The problem, okay.
Problem's on him. And if you look at the Rashba says that Kol Salesh Miraso, and he's not chayiv in anything. Why? Because insofar as Hashav al-Abalam, he's not chayiv. So Rashi on Boy Kapar, I don't know exactly. I don't want to commit myself to what it means. I don't know if you need, let's let it go. But the Rashba says clearly. And the Gemara, and it doesn't matter for our question.
No.
Okay. It doesn't matter for our question. Okay? Yeah. Alright, so now we're going to do the Rapan. Niski Mamon Perik Dala Lalacha Dala. So the Rambam says, should somebody else read? Have somebody else read on?
Yeah.
Is my voice loud enough?
Yeah.
Is it good enough? Okay. Is it good enough? Okay. I'm also bound to Lashon Machinim Olanel Say Socher Lashocher Lashoel. The Rambam says Nechtes Etachas Haba Eilam V'imi Ziko Chai Vashon. But if they didn't do any shmir at all, then they're all chayef. Aval and shamrua, shmir ma'ula karoi, the yotzos ve'ziko. Hashomer Peturim. V'abaylam chayov. So this is an astounding thing. And the Chachmei Lunil wrote to the Rambam. And the Rambam says, it's a mistake in the Girsa. He says that thing, v'abaylam chayov, should go later by Shomachina. But regardless, because the Ravid didn't know about the tshuva, so the Ravid accepted the Rambam's girsa, okay, on face value, okay? So, Shamrua Shmir Kusa, let's say the Shomer wants to the Shmir Kusa in Shomer Chinamu Pata Vim Shomer Socharo Shoharu Chayov Akam Shomer. Okay. Ubahasagos Zal, and the Ravid says, Lo mi tuk maho elabachtesha yeda, ki inyin sha'amru babor shashne shutchen. So the Ravid tries to answer, and his answer is a good answer. That the answer is that when would the Balaam be chayef? That really the Rambam must consider the Bailam and the Shomer both chayavim. And if the shor gets out and the Shomer doesn't know but the Bailam does know, so that's the case where the Bailam will be chayavim. Okay, logical. The Amagid Mishnah, Krasav, the Ivy Bishor Tom, the Rome Nifter Rabbi Shmuel. Different answer. You don't have to say it to Shushpin or anything. You speak by a short time, and a short time is not enough to be Shmir Mula. Somehow he's Machadish that. And therefore, he returns back to the Bible.
According to
the
Magen Mishnah.
Forget it, I'm not going to. Okay, whatever. I don't know, the Magen Mishnah is not on our track. Okay, so whatever. Let's stick to the, we'll stick to the right. Vaha'umnam Dehovadai the Myra Batam. But that, they're both right, that it's been by a Tom. Okay, the Muchach came, me see him divrei HaRambam. She had Kosev. The Im Shamru, Shmira Pechusa, Shomer Chinam Pater, Vishomer Socha Vesocha, Vishoel Chayala. Ubamuad, Havadai the Niftari Hashem, Vishmir Pechusa. Because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That counter to our intuition, a mu'ud is only needs a shmir pusa, the loyish marinabov. The hare shomer was there. Okay. Ubakorach the mairi b'shur tam. Ella, the Mikom Makom Kosev arrived. The Myri Bichdei Sheyeda. Mishum the arrived sphere, Lady Bishmir Mu'ula Gam Tampata. Then Cain, Akasha Resha. She Kosev Arambam, the Bishmir Mu'ula Abilam Chayovim. Vamai Chayovim. Kivan the Ikra Negicha Avin Negicha Shel Petur, because it was Nishma. Val Zehu Shatir, it's arrived, the Ayri Bechdei Sheyada, that it got out, and the Bailam the Rishama didn't know. Then came, then said, Logabe Bailam, Ein Bechla Meshuma. Vamagat Mishra Chidish, Kiyam Shmir Mulla Mahani Betam. Lohokhid, because the Lotz Rechinin, Lahach Bechdei Sheyada. Kivan the Ayri Betama. Okay, Ella the Tzorachin. Here's his main question. Here's his question. Since the Allah is that he accepts that everybody learns this by a Tam, and that's Muchach from the Rama. So the Kasha is the Tzorachin, the Betam, Hare Kolchi Yuva Migufa. The Tam pays Migufa. So there he's saying that the when the Rambam says that Yisrael have to return to the Bailam is because of the halacha of Hashava LaBailam. Mishum da'afsidu l'shoro because he was mafsid the shore. Why? Because since he didn't watch a good shmira for a tam, so he was mafsid the shore. And since he was mafsid the shore, so he's chayev to the Bible. Okay. ואם כן, הואין זה שייך להחדין את השם ונכנסו תחס הביילם. דהו זה בשמירת נזיקים, שהשומר מסחייב לגבי הנזק. Right?
Yeah.
The Tzorach Lomar the Dasa Rambam the Gambish Miras Gufo Nesmaev Labailam Mikol Mokom Kol Shah Hefsa Bo Al Yidei Shehizu Bachirim Havi Bechol Nishmiras Nesok that if the Hefsa came through Hezek to others that is considered Shmiras Nesikim. But how does that work? At any rate, what's your plan, Stasha? The plan, Stasha, is...
He's limiting only Kabbalah.
What?
He's really limiting the concept of only Kabbalah.
He's saying the Rambam says that he's chayav why? Because he's only tachas bailam. But really, it has nothing to do with only tachas bailam. It has to do with the fact that he has to return the shur to the bailam. Not because it's chayav to the zikin to the nizik. That's a different story. But because he didn't watch it, and then Nizik took it away, that's why he's chayev to replace it to the Bible. But it has nothing to do with the Sri of Nizikin.
Right. Ram shouldn't bring in that principle.
Shouldn't even bring in that principle. Let's say it's not chayev to Nizikin. No. But he still chayev to be mazik the shore to Bolov. Right. And if he allows it to be mazik and he loses it, so he has to pay to the Bible. So what has it got to do? What in the world has it got to do with this Nichnas Tachas HaBailam, which is the Chiyuv Nezikin? Lo Yitzur, he didn't have a Chiyuv Nezikin. So he has a Chiyuv Hashev Al HaBailam, and if he lets it be Mazik, and the Nizik takes it away, so he's Chayev to replace the animal. What has it got to do with what? With his chiyuv to the nizik. Nothing. He only has one chiyuv to the Bible. And the fact that he's chiyuv to the nizik is a completely different phenomenon. We don't need that here. Okay, all we need here is that he's chiyuv Hashem to the Bible and he lost the shore. Through Nezikin. And since he lost the share from Nezikin, it's tantamount to him not being careful. And therefore he's chayav because of the din of Hashav al HaBailam. Right? Okay, so basically that's our claim. That's our claim is this. That all answer. In other words, the Rambam saying he's chayev because of his chayev to the nizik. But what do I care if he has a chayev to the nizik or not? Let's say he doesn't have a chayev to the nizik. But the fact is that the nizik has rights of claim because he's gov migufa. That's the halacha. That time is gov migufa. So the nizik is going to take it away. Now, since the Nizik took it away, and he wasn't Shomer a Shmirah Karoi, so he's going to be chayev because he is obligated to repay the to replace it to the Shomer, not because of his chayev to the Nizik. So apparently, the Rambam holds that without Chiyuv Nizik somehow, there wouldn't be any Chiyuv Hashav al HaBailam. Or honestly, it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Tam Hashav al HaBailam. He didn't watch it. He's chayiv to return the animal to the shomer, to the balam, and therefore, because he lost it, he's chayiv to return it. Not because it's chayiv to the nizik. Has nothing to do with this, this special chiyuvim to the nizik. It has to do with the fact that he lost the shore. That's the bottom line. Okay? Not because he has special chiyuvim to the nizik. He has chiyuvim to the Bible. He lost the shore. So the nizik took it away. So he's chayiv to replace it. Because he didn't do a shmira karoy. Okay, it's a sharp kasha. It's a very sharp kasha.
But he lost it through an extraneous action. He lost it through...
So Chaim's question was, what does the chi of Shmiras Nezakov, that he has to be shomer the animal from the Zikin, have to do with the chi of the shomer to return the animal to his bile, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where's your claim? The batam are kochiyuvim megufo. It's definitely speaking by a tam. V'adasham chayavim l'shalem l'bailim mishum din shmiras gufo. Because he has a chiyuv, the shomer's primary chiyuv is to return to the bialim, an animal, in the same condition that he took it as a shomer. Umishum da'afsid dinu l'sharo shan nizik nodlo, and since tam is b'shalmi gufo. So he caused the tam to be found in the hands of the nizik, and he was machasa the shore from the bailam. So he's chayav l'shalim. Then Cain, ain ze shayach lach dina da shomer nifnus the tachas of bailam, duz de bishmiris nizokin, shah shomer mischayav l'gabe an izik. So over here, you don't need the idea that the shomer is chayav an izikin. You only need the idea that the shomer is chayev to the bialim to return the shore. That's all you need. And since tam is mishalem igufo, so the nizik takes it. So he has to return to the bialim, the shore. So what does it have to do with the separate aloha that a shomer is chayev ben azarkin? Simple question. Right? Okay, good. Okay, Vihine Bibava Kama Dafnem Tana Rabbanam Sha'alo Bacheskas Tam Vinim Tamua Baila Mishalman Chatzi Nezek Vishal Mishalman Chatzi Nezek. So they have to split it. In other words, the shomer thought it was a tam. So he's responsible for chatzi nezek. And the bialim have to supply the remainder because they knew it was a mu'ud. Right? V'neimalei So that why doesn't the shomer say to the bialim, "I tamava mishtalim igufa"? That if it were a tam, it would be mishtalim igufa. So therefore, I wouldn't be chayef, right? Mishum da'amale, because he says to him, "Sof." At lav turis boys shlumu didi. So what if it's mishalim igufa and they take my shor away, but you're still responsible to repay me.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't help that if it were a tam, that is mishalim igufa, doesn't mean he's scot free. it means that the tashlum takes place migufa b'animal, which belongs to the Bialim, but now the Bialim comes after the Shomer. This is just a second group of share. The name Olay in Tamhava Modina Miftarina. So why doesn't he say if it were a Tam, I could be Moda and Mifta? And therefore I wouldn't have to pay anything. So you, by telling me it's a Mu'ud, you took away that opportunity from me. So the Bezdin grabbed us and now we can't promote anymore.
Right.
The Kashi. Lefiashitam of Oras Berivan, Bahasagal Sham. Toho the Dalit Shamrim Nichnasutachas of Bailim. Hu Rakla Inyan Shah Shamrim Mishaivin Gamkin Gahan Zokin. That nichnas utachas habaylim means that what? That they're chayev in the nizogim. Aval habaylim nisharam lo'olam b'chiyuva. But the baylim never lost their chiyuv nizikin. The end of masru l'shomer. Again, masru l'shomer chayev in the nizogim. So the writer holds that even though he gave it over to the Shomer, the Bialim is still chayav b'nezokin. Then Cain, Harei hoda modo mifter einamo rakla mifter nafshei mechovas hanazikin sholo. Aval abailam hakati b'chiyumane. Kilagabayu lo shayach hodo, ki vein yodam enezakuhal. The gamma dos of shomer lo ma'ayin miftirin. Kivin lo havin al yidei zeh b'chlal marshi es asmo. Vein ho dos o mo'elis l'chayv om klal. And Cain a sof sof to a boy of shlumilu. And Cain my parach ha'gamor v'leim mitam havin l'dinim miftirin. Kivin a kati sof sof to a boy of shlumilu. Okay? Yeah. So what's this kasha? This kasha is according to the writer that holds what? That nechnas utachas habaylim means that they're chayav in nezikin.
Also.
So the shomer is chayav in nezikin. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And really it was a short time. But the shomer... It was really a tam. It was really a mu'ud. A tam, but he told him, what was it again?
It was a mu'ud, but he thought it was a tam.
It was a mu'ud, but he thought.
Shomer thought it was a tam.
The Shomer thought it was a tam, but it turned out to be a mu'ud. So he's saying, if it were really a tam like you said, then I could have been mo'ud and mifter. Because tam pays chatzi nezek and it's a knas. And if he goes to Bezin and he's Moda, so he's Pata. Moda with Knas Pata. So Reb Chaim asks, in this case, it's not going to work. Why? Because Tam Mishalem Igufo is the Chiv of the Bailam. And the Shomer has Chiv and Ezekin Stam on the Gavra of the Shomer. So what is he being mowed on? He's being mowed on his chiyuv and his zikin. That doesn't potter him. Because the only time we say that mowed and lifter is where it's migufo, and he's paying migufo, and then he's being mowed on the knas. But over here, what is could he be mowed on? He's not involved in paying the tam. He's not. It's not his payment migufo. He's just being mowed that he was a mazik.
Isn't it the second? Isn't the first point of time, according to the answer of the rabbi, that the Bialim and the shomer are both chayev?
They're both chayev.
So the shomer can be more than pater his own chiyuv, but the baal has his own independent chiyuv, and the hodah of the shomer isn't going to be a hodah for the baal. So since the baal is not mashiach's atzmo, he's going to be chayv to pay the gufo shel shomer. In which case, the shmir's gufo of the shomer kicks in, because the baal says to him, "Atora leboi shlumer lididi, you have to pay me back the shomer because you're pshia, I lost my animal."
No, but the Reb Chaim's kasha is that the hodah of the shomer is not on the
chiv of the baal.
Is not the chiv of the baal is chatzi nezek migufa.
But even
that's not the chiv of the shomer.
They're both chayv. They both have their own chiv.
But the shomer has nothing to do with the chiv of chatzi nezek migufa. That's the bialim is chayv in, because it's a tam.
But
the shomer himself only has a chi of nizik in the stam. So therefore, when he's noda, he's not the lo shiar shia sasmo. That bezin would be marshia, and now he's avoiding the harshah, because the fact is that he's not being noda on a chatzin as a knas. Because it's not his chiyuv. His chiyuv is nizikin in general.
Right, but are you sure you maybe only need that for the other answer to right? That's like Reb Chaim brings in that point.
In other words, he's saying that the hodah, the shomer, the bialim is chiyuv. So even though the shomer is moda, it's not going to part of the bialim, because it's not b'chlal mashiyas asma. He can't be mechayev the bialim, and he can't pater the bialim. So the hodah vis-a-vis the bialim is worthless. So the nizik is going to take the shor from the bialim anyways.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Because the hodah of the shomer can't work for the baal, because that's mashiatzma. So therefore the baal is going to be chayev, and the nizik is going to take the behemoth, the gufo. And since the nizik takes the ben migufo, the bialim will now turn to the shomer and say, "Now you have to reimburse me, because you caused all this. You makabel shmir, you didn't want a shomer.
Right.
So what is the shomer going to gain?"
Right.
So how does the Gemara answer that the odor of the nizik, of the shomer is going to somehow potter? Won't part him at all, because they'll come after the bialim, and now he's going to have to repay him. Because it's not the bialim's hodah, it's the shomer's hodah. Right?
Right.
Okay, good.
So just one thing. Is the question on the writer or is on the
Gemara? Right.
It's on the writer.
The name of the Afilu Lefishi Tashniya Shibarai, the shomer. The bialim niftarim, the masru l'shomer. V'hanizik gova rak me'ashomer v'lome abailam. So then you might say that the shomer could have been moda mifter, because he's the only guy involved. Mikol mokom kol zehu b'muad chiyuva min aliyah. That's only by a muad. Avol tam the ikir chiyuvo migufo shel ashor. Shehu shel abailim, and came pshita the chiyuv of the bailamu. Then came akasha the maimahanya hodas shomer kiven diki chiyuva chiyuv hamigufo shehu shel abailim. Then came gam lachar hodasahu anizigovid me'ashor. This came the main is came ashore. Vashoma mischayev l'shalem la'bailam mishum dimirish gufo. Umay parach hagamora have a modino miftarina b'tzarachim. So he says, and even if you can say like the other pshat in the raya, that the bailam is potter. So now maybe you'll say that he could have been modin miftar.
Right.
But he says, since he has to pay me gufo, So you can say the Bialim is not chayav.
Right.
That has to be explained. That has to be explained. Because it's going to be you're going to have an inconsistent system. That if it's a mu'ud, the shomer is chayev and the bialim are patur.
Right.
But if it's a tam, the bialim is chayev too.
And shomer is patur.
And
shomer is patur, basically.
What do you see there?
It's not his chayev.
No, he doesn't say that. Calls it even more the chiyuv min alev, but tam the chiyuv min asher. Shalom came sheet to the chiyuv. He does say sheet to the chiyuv the bialim.
Yeah,
who's Steve?
Is it? It's not the
Shomer
Steve, it's the
Bam. Who's Steve?
What does the
Shomer
do with the Chiv at all? The Chiv is for the pay with his animal, which is the Bam. It's a Bam Steve.
And you, since it's the Gufo.
Yeah, it's the
Bam
Steve. Whose Chiv is it?
It's the Bam's Chiv.
How is the Shomer even relevant?
To cover the Bialim. Since it's Megufa, it's the Bialim scheme.
Why is that? He's part of the Surah Shomer. Why does Megufa make it scheme? First, he has to be responsible.
It's the Bialim's sure, though. It's the
Bialim's
money.
Yeah, but he's part of it because of the Surah Shomer. According to the second Shah, the Rebbe.
Now the words, what Chaim is asking, is by a muad he has a right to be moser this chayvus to the shomer. But how is he going to be moser the chayvus of a tam to the shomer? Because his chayvus is mikufa behema. So how is he going to be? How is he going to moser that to the shomer? It's not his behema, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, it would seem that by the case of Tom, that is chayvus cannot be nimsa to the shomer, and it remains with the bialim. Of course, it's an impossible thing. I'm chayv to pay from the goof of my behema, and what am I mean most to the shomer? He's chayv to pay from my goof, my behema. It's impossible. So I can't be moser my chiyuvei nizikin to the shomer. So by Tom, I'll never be able to be moser my chiyuv and nizikin to the shomer, so I'm always going to be chayev. So that is Reb Chaim's kasha. Then how could the shomer, he's still back to the same problem, how could the shomer be moser and be mukhtar?
Right. So that's not relevant. And he'll have to reimburse the baal for the loss of the shor, because the shomer is kufa.
That's right. He'll just have to the bialim will have to pay, and then he'll be then he'll have to replace the behemoth to the bialim. That's his kasha. His kasha is a simple kasha. When it comes to a tam, it's not possible to transfer.
So,
because logically, it doesn't make sense. I am chayef to pay from my gufa behemoth, my mamon hamazik. From the goof of my mama namazik, I'm chayef to pay. So how could I transfer that to the shomer? I can't say now you'll be. It's not his behemah.
Right. He's chayef to pay with my money.
Right. You're chayef to pay with my money. I mean, that's ridiculous.
You're here.
Right. You can't transfer it. It's not logical. It's not logically transferable. That's our plan.
But this question is not on the Rive. This question is in general. The
question on the Rive.
Why? That's what I'm missing here. What is it?
Because the Rive wants to say that the that the Bialim is always higher in one version, and then he wants to say that in another one that the Shomer is higher from the Bialim's Potter. But it doesn't matter in either case. The Bialim is always going to be chayev. And therefore, the Ados HaShomer has nothing to do with the Bialim. And therefore, how could the Gemara say the boy Modino Mifterina.
Right. And it comes out to problem with what's the Gemara mean.
Yeah, it comes
out what's the Gemara mean.
Right. Either way you learn the rabbi, there's a problem with the Gemara.
Either way. Because the Shomer can't be the one that's chayev. Because since you're chayev to pay Megufo, I'm chayev from my behemoth to pay from the Gufa behemoth, there's a mortgage on the behemoth, how could I transfer that to the Shomer? He doesn't have the behemoth, I have the behemoth. Right? So the end is going to wind up that I have to pay. And then he's going to have to reimburse me. So what is he going to gain? How could he? What's his complaint? That if I knew it was a Tom, I would get out of it. Can't get out of it because he can't transfer. Okay, yeah. The Sarachi.
Hey, what about your medicine?
He can't transfer. Fasha Yira Mukhrich Bazer. The Be'emes Alikon Afilas Hashor. Liyad HaNizik Lo Shaykh Klal L'machayve L'shomer Midin Shmiras Gufo. The fact that it fell into the hands of Nizik has nothing to do with the chiyuv on the shomer to be shomer the guf abahema returned to the pilot. Kivan dan is a govo bechovo shel habayla.
Meaning the pilot have a debt.
Right. So I didn't lack in shmira. Umash habaylam porim bo chovam eino shayach l'din hezek shemeschayev avura shomer. And the fact that the baylam have a debt that they can't transfer and they have to pay has nothing to do with the din hezek that a shomer ordinarily is chayev on.
That means that the animal gets damaged. So that means
the
din hezek.
Like by a mu'ud.
Does it mean hezek the animal does, or hezek done to the animal? But he's saying, like, normally if the animal gets damaged.
No, I think it means that then hezek shem sev or shoma, that the hezek that the animal does. The inban ladun din chi of shomer malza and galze gufoi.
So and
if we're going to say that the Shomer is chayev because he caused it.
Because he caused the Verchiv itself?
He caused the Verchiv itself.
Right. And why is the Baal
chayev then he's up? That has nothing to do with the din shmira that he has to return the animal to the Bailam. The Lomotsinu din Shmira Rak al Gufa Momon Atzma. The law al Gram Chiyuva, he says, because the only time you find the Chiyuv by the Shomer is the Chiyuv if you didn't watch the Guf HaDavar.
Right.
But you don't find the Chiyuv on a Shomer because he allowed the animal to engage. He was careless, and because of that, his carelessness, the animal engaged in behavior that was mechayev the bialim.
Created like a liability in the bialim.
Created a liability in the bialim, and he's chayev for that. He's only chayev either he has his own fee of nezik, or else he has to replace it to the bialim.
Right,
but he never has a chiyuv to avoid causing the bialim a loss. Through Groma, that's not the chiyuv to return the animal, and it's not a chiyuv of his hezek either.
And it's not part of shmira that watches object that doesn't create a liability for me.
Right.
That's interesting. I could have definitely seen that being hezek shmira that I'm giving you an animal, make sure it doesn't create a liability on me. That's part of why I want you to watch it, so it doesn't get destroyed, but also so it doesn't do damage, and now I have liabilities for it. That's what he's rejecting, right? To see that part of Shmir is to watch the animal that it doesn't get destroyed and that it doesn't create liabilities for the Baal.
Because the liabilities for the Baal are only going to be via Grum.
Right, because it's not part of Shmir intrinsically.
Right.
So now it's just going to be a Grum, but it causes the debt liability.
It's just going to be a Grum.
Right.
And you can give him Chiyuv Nezikin.
Would the Shomer himself
mean? Yes.
That's the Nizak. Right. But I'm saying to the Baal, you created the Baal, you gave him, now the Baal's a Chiyuv. Because his animal damage, now he's a liability. You cause, because you lack a Shmir, he has a liability now. That's his Grum.
Right.
You don't say that you're lacking your Shmir.
Yes, that's right. You know, the Shmir is always to the Guf Adar. That you watch the Guf Adar, it shouldn't get lost, the stone. But it's never that you have to, that if you were negligent and the animal engaged in behavior that caused a chiyuv to the Bilam, that the Shomer is chayav for that.
Right.
That's just Grum.
Caused him to have a loss, so that now he's in debt.
Right. So a Shomer can have chiyuv, direct chiyuv nezikin. A Shomer has a chiyuv to replace the animal to the Bilam. But he does not have a chiyuv. That chiyuv is to watch the animal and know that it shouldn't get nignevar or never. But he never has a chiyuv to protect the bilum from incurring chiyuv.
Right.
That he doesn't have any chiyuv. Right? Because that would be grandma. That's why there's no such chiyuv. The only chiyuv is you give him a direct chiyuv mazik. So he has to pay the nizik. But he can't be machayev into the bilin because he caused the bilin to incur a loss. That's pure grum.
Right.
That's pure grum.
Right. And then once you say that the bilin had this code.
That's beautifully laid out, right?
It sounds like it's just a technicality, of course, like, but it's Shmira. But
right.
Then once you think into it, it's like really fine.
Exactly.
But it's also like, I think, the very shag is that once you say that the loss is really, you cause the Baal to have a liability down the hoof.
Right.
That's the real loss to the Baal, now he's a debt to the Nizak. Now, once the Nizak collects the animal in lieu of the debt, so that's not a loss to the Baal. You just collect the animal as compensation for the debt. The real loss is when the Baal has a chov. Now he's just collecting the animal, which is just paying for the chov. So that's not a loss. Paying off your debt is not a loss. The real loss is that you have a chov, but that's just grown. The chov came after grown. And then the collection of the animal is just paying off the Baal's debt.
Right.
What's that? That's not a loss to a guy.
That's good to me.
Yeah, you paid off your debts with this animal I was watching. But there's no loss to you that you paid off your debts.
That's
an equation, equal.
The
you have $100, you lost your animal for $100 and you weren't $100 anymore.
The loss is the chiyuv.
Yeah, the loss is the chiyuv. But the creation of the chiyuv is just grown.
Right. No. Doesn't mean it's a free loss.
It doesn't? It's only once it gets damaged?
It means that it's only look up. But when there's going to be a hezek, there's going to be chaloshim, but on the shore. So how? Yeah, can't actually do them in everybody's
sure. Only the chaloshim is not the same as saying
but that's ma'akev. The fact that
whenever the hezek is going to happen, the sheep is going to be chal on my shore prevents. Me handing over that chiyuv tashlumin to somebody else. He doesn't have the chetzah shel tashlumin. Okay, how can he be chayav tashlumin? Right? Okay, you're on the end, is it clear?
Yeah, I guess so. But the tashlumin comes as a result of the failure of Shmira.
Yeah, that's correct.
But then it can be Moshe. Can it be Moshe the Chiyuv Shmira?
Can you what?
Can it be Moshe the Chiyuv Shmira to somebody else? Because of the subsequent factor. He's being Moshe the Chiyuv Shmira to the Shomer Chino. Can he do it or can't he do it?
He can't. He can't because the Shomer Chino doesn't have what to play with.
So he can't give it. So
In other words, since the fee of Tashlum is going to come from the shore, whether you like it or not, so it's always going to be Tashlum or Bailam. Exactly.
Yeah, but why? You didn't have a huge mirror on that. We're going to come back to that question. If you only had a huge mirror to guard it against them from getting lost.
No, that's what he does, though. He has a fee of shmirah to guard against getting lost. But he doesn't have a fee of tashlumen to the nizik. So therefore, the bialim have to pay, because that's the only way to pay. And then the shomer, because he caused it, has to reimburse it. Well, no, when he's not that sophisticated.
We did the Gomel? Yeah,
the Gomel.
Yeah.
But not this
point. No. But let's
say the Shomer reimburses the Baal because the Shomer is good as well. And the Baal pays the Nizak because it's treated the priest five and he's up.
That's right. Okay, so the problem is how could he be more than a Mifta? Okay, so now let's continue. Vashi Yirim Mukhrach Bazaar. Okay, somebody?
Where
are we? Do you have the old Reb Chaim? It's the fifth line down. Basha Yira Mukhach Mizah.
You want some else here?
Yeah.
Basha Yira Mukhach Mizah. Diva MS. Up Ikrin Ephilas Ashur Liyah Miza. Lo Shai Flau. Mikhaive Lishomer Yidin Shmir Skufa. So, on the fact that the shore, the Nizak grabs the shore, it doesn't make sense at all to be a Mechayev Shomer because Shmiras Gufo, he's responsible to the Yadav itself. Even the Nizak Goveo Bechovo Shabbailam, because the Nizak is being Gove the shore because of the debt that the Bailam have. They're being Gove the shore of the Bailam in lieu of the debt of the Bailam. Umasha Bailam Porim Bechovam, in a Shaykh of Din Hezek. And the fact that the Bailim are paying back their debt, I guess with their animal, is not shaykh at all to the fact that damage to the object that the shomer is responsible for. You don't say like there's a hezek occurring here, and therefore the shomer is responsible. Because the Bailim is just paying off their debt with their own object, it's not a hezek. The Inban and Ladon. Din Chiyuv Shomer Malzeh Gufei Shepshiyasef Igarmaso Havaylam Mishayvim Chiyuv Zeh. And if you want to be down on this very point, that through the Shomer's Shia and through their adoring the Bailam to have a Chiyuv to begin with, they cause the very Chiyuv itself. Forget about the Gova, the Chiyuv, but the very Chiyuv the Shomer was responsible. Therefore, Shayan, they caused the Bailam to have a Chiyuv. Well, Shaykh Klal b'Shmir Zeh. There is no idea of Shmir to prevent a liability to the Baal. The Ramatim, Din Shmir Rak al Gufam al Manatzma, you only find the idea of Shmir to protect the object itself, but al Gram Chiyuva, not to prevent the object from causing a liability to the owner. Well, the Gamar Gamar, so, at la Torah Ba'i Shemir Yubi, and the Gamar was pointing that you have to reimburse me for the loss of my shore. The reward is that the Shomer is high, the Shah and the Baal in the Meshor. That's clear that there is a case where the Shomer is responsible to reimburse the Baal for the value of the Shore. Who should be the MS, Kilo the Shom, Nichus Vitach as a Baal, and who came at Kiv Shah the Shomer? Because there's a separate halacha of the Shomer and Nichus Vitach as a Baal, and these are the Kiv Nidakin itself. The Shomer itself is a Mishim as a primary Kov to Nisa. The Gam the Shore Tam, the Kiv Nigufo, Gam came Chayel Kiyuva al Shomer. So even by a short tom, there is a primary fee of Mizakim to pay from the Gufa Shor that the Shomer is responsible to the Mizak. To pay from the Gufa Shor. The after Shor is Rishon HaBailam, even though the Shor is owned merely by the Bailam, we come up and Kivan Shem Masu the Shomer, Shashomer Yimlas Tachu, the Chivas, Yuba, Kovas, and Mizakim. Since the Bailam gave it to the Shomer, with the understanding that the Shomer is going to be nichnas tachta for the chiyuv nizikin, al kein shofar chayav b'mesirasa hachdina shehanizak yifra migufo shel shor b'shvil chiyuvo shel hashomer. Therefore, makes a lot of sense that the nizak can be gover, be sure of the violence for the chiyuv of the shomer himself. Asher al kein shofar havedina that shomer tzarech l'shalom me'ashura the nizak. And since that's the case, it makes a lot of sense that the shomer has to return bnei ashur to pay the bnei ashur to nizak. The kivan de bechobo kushinefar shor la nizak. Since the animal is now being collected by the nizak because of the chiyuv of the shomer was a primary responsibility for nizak. The king hanimtsu de mikov kushinefar shor yad nizak. So therefore, it's because of the shomer that it came from him that the nizak was gover the animal. Not because of the chiyuv of the baal, because of the chiyuv of shomer. Okay, and shaper havi zos pachal shmeres gufo shemischai mitam shomer. Now the shomer is responsible to the baal to pay him back because he didn't watch the object properly, and the object was collected in lieu of the debt that the shomer had for the nizak. Even ikar hafsedo shall shor fall yad, because the ikar hafsed loss came from the shomer, not because of the chiyuv of the baal.
Okay, here's this critical. This is the sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is he saying? Let's get this clear. Yeah.
I think you're making a major distinction between when the nizak is go over the shore. He definitely has supposed to be in the shore of the nizak. So if he's going go over in lieu of a chov that the violin has for the nizak, or in lieu of the chov the shomer has for the nizak? That's like the main...
Well, say again, what?
Like the main difference he's saying is that when the nizak is go over the shore, the gufo, when he's go in lieu of a debt that the violin has for the nizak, so then the shomer is not responsible to reimburse the violin that case. Because he says to the baal, they just took your animal because of the debt that you had. But when the nizak is go to the shor tam because of the debt that the shomer has to the nizak, right? The shomer has a prime responsibility, and the nizak is go to the shor because of that debt of the shomer. So then the shomer has to reimburse the violin because they didn't for shmir skufo, they didn't wash the shor properly. Because the animal is taken because the shomer is here.
You say it again, the one?
The first step he's saying is that there's the main difference with if the nizak is go over the short town because of the debt that the violin has to the nizak. So then the shomer's pocket and everything. Because he said, they took your animal to the baal in lieu of the debt that you had. That's not even a hesek. You didn't suffer a loss. You had a debt, you paid off your debt with your object.
Right.
But if the nizak is go over the short because of the debt that the shomer has to the nizak, so then the shomer has to reimburse the baal because he paid off his own debts with the baal's animal. So the baal says, hey, shmir's gufo, you didn't watch this animal properly. I lost my animal because of your debts. And now there's a dinner, shmir's gufo, that you have to reimburse me for my animal. But not so when the animal is taken for a debt that the violin had. Because where's the hezek now? The violin had a debt. And your animal was taken to pay off their own debts. And now you're going to say, who caused the baal to have a debt to begin with? Yeah, the shomer caused the debt. That's just grum.
That's only a grum.
It's just a grum. You caused him to have a debt. That's...
So how would you put the two swords, the Havamina and the Maskana, in her client? Havamina was, you can't do it. The baal was special.
Maskana,
the baal was special. Because since it's Nidufo, so he can't give over the Fiyuva.
Who has the Shomer of a
In other words, the question is, What's the arrangement between the Balaam and the Shomer? Do I say the arrangement is that the Balaam are really Chayavim because the Tashlumin has to come from them? So they have to be the ones that are Chayavim. And they can't give over these Chayavim to the Shomer. Right? Or do I say no? That just because the chiyuv tashlumin is fixed on the shore doesn't obviate me from transferring my chiyuvim to the shomer. I transfer my chiyuvim to the shomer, and I say to the shomer that if you're mazik, you're chayiv, and you're going to have to, and you will. Well, I said, he's allowing him to use this, but it's not about allowing. In other words, he's saying to the Shomer, you're going to be chayiv in the Shmiras Nezaka. But what I'm going to do over here, you haven't got any money to pay, the payment has to come from the shore. So I'll tell you what we'll do. You'll pay from the shore. And because you're paying from my shore, that's going to be involved in Shmiras Gufo. It'll all be Shmiras Gufo. It's another form of Shmiras Gufo. What I'm doing is, I'm saying to you, you're going to have to pay from my shore. And because that's the way the laws are going to set itself up. You have the chiyuvim, I have the tashlumin. So your doing that is being remiss in your chiyuv shmira. Because you're giving away my shore. In other words, another way to, either if you don't want it, it gets lost or gets stolen, or if you use it to pay your debts. Right. And then you are, via dying, you're actually causing me the loss. So what I'm going to do is, instead of, in other words, do I say that because it's touched on my violin, so it's not transferable? Or do I say no? Since this is a chi of Shmiras Gufo, it is transferable under the law of Shmiras Gufo. I'll include that in Shmiras Gufo. You're going to have to pay with my ox. That's a violation of Shmiras Gufo.
And the first side says again,
first side says that you, the first side also, you cannot have a situation. The teretz is beautiful. Because he's just telling him very simply, you're Shmiras Gufo? Okay, be careful now about one more thing. Make sure it's not stolen, make sure it's not lost, make sure you don't pay your debts with my shore. That's another form of using my shore to pay your debts, is another form of losing. That's clear. The reason why the first way didn't hold that way was, because the first way didn't hold, it makes sense to say that somebody could pay somebody else's, somebody can pay for Yuvan with somebody else's.
Right. I think it kind of holds closest. That closest is,
that's
it. Doesn't agree at all at this point.
Because he doesn't agree with that kind of a setup. But if you agree with that kind of a setup, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
As long as you believe that a person can pay debts with another person's object, it works out beautifully.
Right.
According to the Teretz, is it saying that it's now the Shomer's debt, or it stays the Baal's debt?
No, it's the Shomer's debt.
Or it's now the Shomer's debt?
100%, because it's tied in a
ziggy. It's always the Shomer's debt.
Always.
Isn't it the Baal's debt? Because it's
no. Well, that was the problem. The problem was, if Tashlumin is from the Baal, so how could the Shomer be chayav? So then you're going to, because the Tashlumin is, you can't split it. Who's paying? Who's chayav to pay? The Baal. So he's the one that's like, so now you're stuck. What are you going to do? You can't make the Shomer Chayiv. You come to an impasse. The Baal has to be the one that pays. But he can't pay because he's not Chayiv. The Shomer is the one that was the Mazir. So the Shomer can't pay because he doesn't have what to pay with. Mm-hmm. Our claim says that what's going to really happen there, if you had to be done on the case, that's why he has that part of it, in Bono Lovin. Because when he says in Bono Lovin, because he comes to an impasse, what's the Torah going to do with it? One guy's got the money to pay, one guy's not, and one guy's got the chiv. You have the payment split up between two people. One guy's got tashlum and he's not chayev, the other guy's got the chiv, no tashlum. So you're stuck. Right? So Chaim says, no, you're not stuck. Why? Because what the Torah would say is that the Nizak really has a right to the shore because there was a Hezekiah. There was a Hezekiah. And the Bialim has the responsibility. Okay, the Bialim has the responsibility because there was a Hezekiah. But there was a Hezekiah. No, let me put this way. There was a Hezek here, and the Hezek automatically creates a Shibud on the shore. Mm-hmm. Okay? But the Shomer, but you'll say the Shomer caused the Hezek, so he should be responsible. No, you can't make him responsible, because that was just a grummer. But you can't stop the Shibud. That's what our clan's learning. That's why, in other words, you can't stop. Once the shore was mazik, it's between the shore and the nizik. The nizik is the shiva on the shore. Why? Because the shore was mazik. You don't say because the bialim didn't cause it that there's no chiyuv there. Because the shiva is chal. As soon as it's mazik, the shiva is chal. That's what our plan is. You don't have to learn that. You could say, like I think Rabbi Meir wanted to say last week, that when you say chatzin ezek migufo, when there is a chiyuv mezikin, but when there's no chiyuv mezikin, so there's no chatzin ezek migufo. So both are moving apart.
You mean there's no chiyuv at all?
Yeah. In other words, you could say and we should go over this point. Yeah, so Reb Chaim does not, if we would say we could say one of the others, the only chayav of chatzin is the gufo if you're a mazik. But we have the Baal's not a mazik, so he's not chayav at all. The shomer is only a grandma, so they're both potter. Why is not Reb Chaim going that direction? I would have gone in that direction. I would have said, and that can't be. And that can't be. So you have to say, just a second. In other words, like this. The question is, can somebody pay with somebody else's tashlum money? So I would say like this. If you can't, if you hold, you can't, so they should both be better. If you hold you could, then you could have a system of the Shomer, because he has a chiyuv of a shavah of bialim on the guf hadavar, so you can include this in pshia in the gear to guf hadavar.
Right? That's his move, right?
What?
That's his move.
His move is that since you have a system already by Shomer of Shmiras Gufo, so you could subsume. Right, exactly. Thanks. You could subsume it under Shmiras Gufo. It could be subsumed under Shmiras Gufo. You have three types of Shmiras Gufo: Zeilo, Aveda, and you're hidden. So it's subsumed by the Shmiras Gufa. That's beautiful. But if you're going to say the other way, that what? That if you're going to say that the Bible has no field, if you're going to say that people can't go with other people's money,
right?
So then the should go up your brother.
Well, the bottom is higher. Why can the bottom be higher than the
face? He's not a Muslim. But you see, I don't think he has. He says, "In Banu Ladun, Dimchi Yeshamam Alze Gufa, Shebet Shiyosa Vedamosa Avayu Machayim Bechir Zeloshe Klal Din Shmiraze." Momentin the Shmirah of Gufa Momen Atam Yol Gram Mom Erfiniva. Vav Namagara It's interesting, your client never took up the possibility that they're both part.
Was that Tosos, Rabbi? Doesn't your client do that in the Tosos paragraph?
Doesn't.
I think that's...
I'm just saying. Why not? Well, I mean, I'd like to understand the logic of it. Why he doesn't do it? Why doesn't he say they're both part of them? And he still has his time.
They're both out there, and it's just a din in the show itself.
Right. What? Right.
Okay. I mean, that's the way he learns the whole process.
That's what I'm saying.
So the vision goes somewhere along those lines.
But just to say, forget about the Tosfos. What should happen logically if you cannot pay with somebody else's money? So the Bialim should be part of us, not Mazik. And the Shama should be part of us in his grandma.
It's still Shiva and Chatzah, huh?
That's the one I understand.
Why isn't the Baal Chayav the Mama Namazik?
What?
How do you get away with the fact that it's his Mama Namazik? It should be Chayav. Ultimately, the Torah puts on a responsibility for you. You help call
him. Yeah, that's if you breach your Shmira.
If you breach your Shmira.
He breached it. Somebody else. That's breach. You didn't have a response. No. You didn't do it properly.
That's the other
guy. You were responsible.
Right.
I don't get it.
Why you say giving somebody else is not going to watch it? It's a lack of shmir.
That's fine.
No, now
I give it over to a fool.
I understand, but you didn't give it over to a fool. That's the point.
So what?
He has a chiv shmir.
So what? But he breached his duty. He breached his duty.
Who did? Shomer, right?
So what? How do you wash your hands with it? So you didn't. You weren't responsible. You didn't give it to a guy.
The shomer doesn't have a chiv shmir.
Just play the game.
In this framework, he says the shomer doesn't have a chiv shmir on the shmir's niska. Right.
Grand Hunt, a legal thing. That's
fine. So then the Baal should be kind of
gave
it to somebody. It's not going to watch
that with the damages.
He takes on the fee.
Your responsibility is to make sure his animal doesn't damage somebody.
Right.
By entrusting somebody to do
something properly.
So that's not responsible either. That's like a lack of shmira.
It's not a lack of shmira on the part of the Baal.
He took he gave it to somebody who's not going to watch him.
No, if he gave it over to a guy who's like a teacher, that's a different story. That you say is a lack of.
You give it to a guy who's not going to watch it.
Why?
You guys tell you, I'm not going to watch it from the Zucker.
Oh, that's a different story.
No, that's the case. That's the case. And we say, good, because you're not going to. So why is the guy going to protect it from damaging? He's not going to. And it's a Shmir of the Zucker. You need this guy. So that's not a legit. You can't give it over to a Shomer like that. You're trusting a dangerous object in the protection of somebody who's not responsible to watch it.
The guy would say
that's
this.
That's a very dangerous thing to be doing.
What do you
say? I see what you're
saying. What? Goes on, yeah. So the thing is like this, that the, I think you're right. In other words, the Pine's learning that the Shmira on the shore, what's the whole purpose of Shmira? The whole purpose of Shmira is that the Nizik should get reimbursed. That you shouldn't have a case where the Nizik suffers a damage and is not reimbursed. So you're not protected. He's not protected. He's not protected. So therefore, if the Bayan gives it over to somebody who's not responsible, because, in other words, what did he do? I gave my ox over to somebody, and I told him, you know, if you're responsible to me, if it's lost, or if it's stolen. However, if it goes out and it does damage, you're part of. So where is my shmir? Where is my, I have an obligation. I have an obligation to watch my mom and mazik. I have an obligation to watch my mom and mazik for a reason. And the reason is that a nizik shouldn't lose.
Right.
I'll ask you a really stupid question. Why don't I say that that's wrong? No, the answer is because it's not shmira. The answer is because that is no shmira. Yeah, in other words, if I give it over to somebody, yeah, that's like giving it over to a cherish right to the cup. It's just pure. It's just pure, right. I'm giving it over to an irresponsible.
Guy's not high, he's irresponsible.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Guy's not high, he's tantamount to an irresponsible. Right. So the plan is right.
That's why you have that possibility.
That's why you didn't give that possibility.
Not would be five.
Right. Okay, so it's beautiful. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So go ahead, Fredo.
Question?
Yeah.
So in the, I mean, it sounds like if it's right into the deal, the Baal and the Shomer are right into the deal, that it should work like the Havim. Like that he's not giving his interest to pay his debts with the shore.
You mean if he wants to write into the deal that way?
Yeah.
You could do that, but then the Baal and the Havim.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah. Because the Gemara is a case where the Shomer says, I don't want to be chayav nizikin.
It's not Makabara, it's not Makabara.
Yeah, I'm not Makabara. So the Baal said. But you can't have no better.
If we define that question further, I don't know if we can, just is that question of can Halacha create a situation where you're chayav to pay someone else's money?
Well, we're not for that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
That's good, cool. You're really incoming.
Okay. Oh. So I'm assuming you could do something like that.
What?
I'm assuming that you could create a structure around something like that. Until argues that point, would that define that?
What?
Would define the question then?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Should these then were safe to? I think so, right?
So how much better we there's not, what's it, Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday. A Thursday, okay. Yeah, it's better if I start earlier, right?
Whatever works for you. Right. I'm gonna go over what Sammy after was going this down.
Okay,
go ahead. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I shall have these then reverse the Pirchasi Gemara. Dikam Havim Ladina in Miftarina. The Lord Ikhbas Lama Shahik Shinu, the Kapitai of Mesha Labailo, Mishunda Das Lomaros in Miftar Bailo, the Baalim and Diamond Kayubam. Being king, Hare Ipsidila show me on the Bible, the Chayval Zem Shishmir Tufo.
So, has one engagement there.
Yeah. Right, he's saying, now we understand the Gemara's question that if the Shomer would have been known that he would have bought there, and the Gemara wasn't bothered by the fact that he still should be Chayav because the Shmir Tufo to the Bible, because the Bible is still Chayav, and because the Shomer does not put the Bible, so why does the Gemara think? Our question was, why does the Gemara think that should work? It shouldn't have worked. The Shomer should have still been responsible for Shmir's Gufo because his adult didn't do anything to help the Bayan. Right? He's kind of like just reiterating his question. Yeah, right. So we understand why that's not a good question. So now we understand why that's more wasn't bothered by that problem. It's true, Yodas Shomer is not going to get the Balaam out of their field because they won't know that. But the Hidah Shomer should work to remove the Chiyuv of the Shomer himself to the Nizak. And the only reason the Nizak has the right to go over the shore now is because the Balaam became their chov, even though the Shomer was smote. The Shomer is popular, the Balaam is still chayiv. The Lo Machmas Chiyuv of the Shomer. The Inkain Shiv Hadar Dina. In a Shomer's Chayiv, the Teshlum of the Balaam. So now you go back to this idea that it goes back to a situation where the Nizak is go over the shore because the Chiyuv that the Balaam has to the Nizak. But like it was that, Chiyuv Teshlum with the Shomer's Kufa, and now the Shomer doesn't have to reimburse the Balaam. The Kumor Shem Nifta, the Algar Maso, the Pshiyasa, Shekafa Kolos Teshlum of the Balaam, that's because of Chiyuv Shomer. Because the fact is he was going, he was Pshiyah that the Balaam should have a Chiyuv at all, should have a prime record for Nizak. So that is no way in Shmir. They try to prevent that, just the Grama. Umeila de Hodasa Nifta Mishneim, and he's in the Balaam, it comes out through the Shomer being Modet. He's part of the Nizak, and then he also becomes part of the Balaam because he won't know as a Chiyuv. And he's short being Nikva through the Chiyuv of the Balaam exclusively. He's there in the part of the Mar. Itam Abim Gien Mifterimet, Kivan de Beldasa, and Mifter de Dami, each other popular to both parties. If he's there, Rabbi Yishav Nehitiv, the Rambam, Shekal HaGina, the Shom Chayav, and Mahatsi, the Mir Shor Abayim, he was there in the Kashmir Stuf. Also, Rambam included this halacha by a time that the Shom is responsible to reimburse the Bayim for the Shmir Stuf. But how do you have to make this in the Bayim? Shom Yitam Shmir Stuf. Why include both them together? Q and his bar, the close the shlumis of shmir's group of the Tom. Shehezek, Shehizik, who gamkein machnas fi with the shomer. His chayv was shulim nizka. But the only reason that the shomer is responsible to send the shmir's group to the Balaam is because the shomer also has a fi to the nizak, shmir's nizka. And that's why the shore is taken. The inkin is served to you, who rak mash in his chayv the shulim nizka. The whole basis of the fear to the Balaam is only because the Shomer had a fear to the Nizak. Which comes from the fact that he becomes responsible to the Nizak, his Nechutach is a Balaam.
Because the whole reason of the fear is because he's been cleared.
Yeah, and it's being taken to pay off his debt, the Shomer's debt.
Right.
So if it was taken to pay off the Baal's debt, so what's the Shomer responsible for? That's not Shomer's goof, though. You took your object to pay off your own debts. There's no Shomer's goof on that. And that's why once he's noted, it just goes back to that case, where then Nizak is go over the shore and move the over the bottom.
Visibly, the Balaam is over on Shmiras Gufa, right?
In which case?
In the case where the Shura Tam is Mazda, then he pays it up.
And the Shomer has the clear?
And the Shomer has the clear.
Yeah, then he's over on Shmiras Gufa to the bottom, because he paid off his own debts with the Baal's animal. So that's like a push it. You pay off your debt with my animal, I tell you to watch it. You use it to pay off your debts.
Right.
But if the Baal pays off his own debts with his animal, what's the Shomer responsible for? The Shomer doesn't have a fear to use that. But the Shomer, the Baal paid off his own debts with his own animal.
Yeah,
but of course. Yeah, just I caused you to have a debt. That's just your grandma.
It's not
no, but this is what means the Shomer's ties to the music director. There you see his Modesh Potter. He's not tied to the music director. The new Baal paid off your own debt with your own animal. It's not a loss. It's no loss. You got rid of the debt. The loss was that you incurred a debt, and I caused that. I'm just a grandma.
You told me just what's that of the Baal means I could go ahead and pay off the debt with your shore, but I'm not responsible to you. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, the is about
that's what you said.
Tied to the Niza, right?
Yeah. That, in other words, I can go ahead and pay off the debt to the Niza with your show, but I'm not going to be responsible.
No, you're responsible.
Oh, I am responsible.
You can get the
yeah. Oh, okay. So now Moda, I'm Pater Dan, okay. But why not responsible to you?
Once you're Moda and Pater, so then the Nikhasafas Bayim is gone.
Why is that?
Because Nikhasafas Bayim.
Well, Moda means that I don't have responsibility to him. Why
that's what Nikhasafas Bayim means. You're tied to the Niza. Once you're Moda, you're not.
No, it doesn't mean that. If I'm not Moda, and he takes the show, do I have to pay him the show, man?
Yeah.
Well, why? Why? It's only on Nicholas Hartbaum is only to me, then, not to him.
When you paid off your debt with the Baal's object, and you were responsible to watch that object.
Okay, yeah. So
you use it to pay off your debts, and
so
you have to reimburse it to the object.
So you have to reimburse it to me, too?
You have to do an audit. No, because if you don't have a pay to Niza, then it comes out the Baal's paying off his own debt with his own money.
Which is gone.
Yeah, and now, I caused a debt again. Yeah, fine, I caused another debt, which is gone.
That's true.
But the actual Shmir's goof, I mean, where's the loss? Not a loss in there.
Yeah, let's stop at the
bottom. He has a debt, he pays off his own, and he can't
win
the loss.
But that balance, only to your benefit, not to your detriment. What does it mean that let's stop at the bottom?
It means that the Shomer is a primary responsibility to the Niza.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has nothing to do with the
Baal,
with the relationship to the Baal?
Correct.
And why should that be? That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Well,
so the question you raise is, then why isn't this a dog part of the bottom? Right?
If you assume that the bottom aren't higher, like the other answer, right?
What?
If you
No. You see, the claim says it doesn't make any difference.
Right, but if you assume.
Doesn't make any difference. Because the moment it's a town, so the Baal are chayev. And I don't think he changes from that position. He doesn't go back and say it's going to the other shita. He's going straight with one shita, that if it's tam, mishalim, gufo, then the Baal is chayev. You can't say, he says, you cannot say by tam. As a matter of fact, he says it openly. He says, that where do I say that the Shomer is chayev and the Baal is patur? That's only by Mu'ud, he says. Right? But by Tom, you can't say that. So he's going by Tom. He says that idea that the Shomer takes over for the Baal is only by Mu'ud. Okay? Only by Mu'ud. So, the answer is, I think what our client is saying is as follows. That since the Baalim have no right to exempt their shor because it's Migufo, so you see that in the setting up of the system, the Baalim's eschivus is expressed. Because he has to pay with his shore. And he can't do anything about that. So the fact that he has to pay with his shore means that in the setting up of the Hezek of Tam, the Baalim has a Hezekus. He goofers the Hezekus. So since he partakes of the Eschivus, so the Nizik can always go to him. That's what our plan is. In other words, in the setting up of the system of time, so you're saying the Baalim have to set it up in a way that that they're sure is involved in Tashlum. Right?
Right. But the Gufa Shor, not them as Gavos.
The Gufa Shor.
Right.
So that means, now, what, why?
Gufa.
Because we Gufa. Right. But that shows that he's involved in the Eschivus. Because otherwise, otherwise it wouldn't be fair for him to have to pay with the shor.
Why? Are you undermining the whole Rukhaya now?
No.
Why? Because of the Baal
Rukhaya. No, so they participate in the Israelis.
Oh, and so still. So what's the Shomer Esther repaying? Why is the Shomer Chayav to the Baal now? The Shor is paid off. The Baal is dead. The Baal's Chayav.
No, the Shor, he pondered his Israelis by being Moder.
The Shomer.
But there is a Schleivus on the Baal in town, because you see, the Baal can't get away without paying for a shor, because that's the nature of the system of town.
Yeah,
intrinsically. So it's intrinsically set up by town that there's a Schleivus on the Baal, regardless. So that's why the Nizik can go back to the Baal. You follow?
No.
Okay, why not?
Well,
we didn't finish it.
So well, I agree, says in the question.
No, I'm just saying, we didn't finish the plan. So now our plan says, but since the Shomer is Moda, and he excludes his field, so now what happens is, that he lost his chiyuv now, because his chiyuv was removed, because he was more than nifter. So now, vis-a-vis the Bailam, the Shomer's failure is only a grumman. And grumman is up in his potter. That's the full breath.
Right. Right. You're just saying by Ham.
Now he's slivering off that chiyuv because he was more than nifter. So now what's left is the Bailam's chiyuv. Right? But the Bailam can't collect from the Shomer because the Shomer's chiyuv is gone. Because he was more than nifter. So that's why he's going to have to pay. And the Shomer is potter from the Bailam, and he's potter from the Nizik.
Right. But you're just saying by Tom, the Bailam is still
higher
for the...
Yes. He still has to pay. Okay, so we're going for the test. You see, one test, you can't say that it's because he was most of the Gufat over to the Nizik. Right.
Right, so.
Because what's a Rosh Lacha for Necha if you gave it away?
Right. But Tosla explained the reason why the Shomer is chayav to the Baal because he can't return the object that he borrowed or watched or whatever.
Right.
But the way your client explained it above was because of the fact that he was chayav in the nezek that the animal did.
Right.
Not because he was unable to complete the shmir or over shmir of returning the object.
Right, not because he caused the damage, but because he not because he caused the damage to the shore, it's damaged goods, it's because he gave it over to the nizik.
Right, because
his chavos is up. So how can you say, because his chavos is up? So how can you say, Rosh Lacha for Necha?
What does that do with
it? Yeah.
Rosh Lacha for Necha means he's not doing a good job of being a shomer to the Baal, but turning the object to the Baal properly.
Right.
Because there's a chov on it.
Right. Yeah.
Right, so even if he wasn't chiving in Ezekiel, but the Baal was chiving in Ezekiel, still, I mean, you can't say Rosh Lacha for Necha, there's a shiva on the object.
That's right.
Okay. Ulafizet, Sarfin, my department, Mari, Tom, Adam, Adina, Mifterino, Kim, the Kakim, is Chayav, may show the Bible, Mishan, Din, Shmir, Skufa. So if you're just going to say, once there's a Shivan on the shore, you can't say Reshachav Necha, so then even if he was Mod and Potter, but the Baal still Chayav, and the shore still a Shuba to the Chog of the Baal, he shouldn't be able to do Reshachav Necha, it's not the same object he borrowed.
So therefore,
why should the das shomer pater him from tashlumei dmei short to the baal?
Because he's not involved in it.
Because what?
He's not involved in the he's not involved in payment of the to the nizm.
Right, but he still should have to repay the baal.
Yes.
Because they can't say Rosh Hashanah anymore?
That's right.
Who cares who's COVID's for?
Right.
Okay. Zinira,
he's a servant of my brother, and my time I'm going to give the Katrin Chayav Meshu Abolo, which is in Shmir's Gufo. So since it's Chayav to Meshu, because of what? Because of Shmir's Gufo, right? So how could it be more than Nifta? Because he can't take off his chiyuv to the bottom. Okay, good.
Yeah, who's chiyuv to the bottom?
Right. The shomer can't take off his chiyuv to the bottom. By being molded to the other guy, what does he got to do with his chiyuv to the bottom?
Right, still not returning him to the object.
Still not returning the object.
Right. Well, what's the difference why the object has a sheep, whether it's in the chovah, the bottom, or the shomer? Either way, it's not going to say a shechovah necha, the object is a sheep.
Right. So, in other words, it's a simple thing. The shomer has to repay the bottom, and he can't say Arish Allah for Nacho, and because he has a simple creed to return it to the Bible, and he can't be mowed that to the Nizik, to the Nizik. What's the Odor to the Nizik Odor
Nacho? Right, because the object still has a Shibut on it, because the Chol of the Bible
is
so.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
He has a private arrangement with the Bible.
Right. The Nira that Tosa Sphirlon the Zelo Yitaki Kwa Loma She Shomer Mishai Vashalim Behashur Shalabai. So they reject that idea above. We said in the Rambam that you can have a Hishai Vash on the Shomer to pay from the Mammon of somebody else, meaning the Dabai. Even the Torah, Lavideo, it's not their Mammon, they can't pay from it.
Right, he doesn't accept that whole idea.
Right.
That hybrid.
That's all he gives you. Okay. Ela, rather, it just comes out that way. Kivan Shabbailim Osru Lashomrim. Alkein, Mimela, Kalki Yuva, the Gavos, the Gavashor.
Right.
Since the Bailim gave over the shore to the Shomrim, so Mimela comes out that the Kiv of Shorta of Tom is to be galloped over from the Gavashor. He didn't tam should go in the Gufo. Velo ichpas lamada olas in Yisachim, he gal shomim velo alabailam. Kim da poponim, yish ka negicha shachir. So it's chobas Yisachim of the shomim, not the bailam. But nevertheless, in the Mela, it's in the Gavashor, that's the lacha baitam.
That was automatic.
What? That was automatic, right. Yeah. It's not clear why that's so different than the original way. Okay, Mamela, Mishtade Ashore, the Fiyuvo, Shalshomer, Avoham Yira, the Gvia Sanita, Kim Abilam, Lomia Shomer. So, it comes out Mamela, the shore is Mishuba to the whole field of the Shomer. So, the Gvia Sanita is obviously from the moment of the Bible, not the Shomer. So, it's the whole of the Shomer, but the Gvia. From the moment of the Bible.
He is from the moment of the Bible, right.
Which sounds very remarkably similar to the original way.
Well, I don't know what he's saying.
I know. I mean, it just sounds like very similar to Chovah Shomer and the Gvias from the moment of the Bible.
Right.
Which is impossible. It's like sounds exactly as impossible.
That's what you're right.
Right? He said that you can't have a Chovah Shomer to pay from the moment of the Bible.
Right.
So instead, it's a Chovah Shomer and a Gvias from the moment of the Bible. It's the exact same.
Right.
It's just my mail. Right. We have Shomer after Rami Alech Chobas Nizak, we come up and Chobas Mamon Leisei Le'el. So the Shomer is a Chobas Nizakim, But there's a Mechor's Mammon, because that's the Baal's Mammon. Even the time, we have a Gufo.
Okay, go further.
The Shigam, the Yishlomar Ot. Okay, so we could say even more. Okay, the Tam, Lo Mikarya, Chovas Tashlomin Klal, that the institution of Tam is never called Chovas Tashlomin. The Rachiyub of the Mimela, the Chayal al Shor Asma. Okay, it's just the nature of the institution of Shor Tam is in the Yishlomar Gufo. It is just the chiyuv that's mimbeila chal on the shore itself, the chafs of the shore. He means in shutra, he means bacho. That based on the machalikus in the Gemara, it's either the nizah becomes a shutra from the animal, or it's a shiva in the animal. Umimbeila, the lo shaykhul mimer klal, the shom is chayiv with throw up the shore shahabayim. So once you formulate shortam this way, so it doesn't make sense at all to formulate that the shomer is chayiv to pay from the shore of the bayim. Mi'achid lo chayil alayah. In Chovas Tashlumin, once there's no Chovas Tashlumin on the Shomer himself, even the shore, in Shalom.
Ulfizeh,
the Yuba, the Shomer, Labailim, who rak machmas Chovas Shmiras Gufa Bavad. So the entire fear of the Shomer to Bavad was because of his failing in Shmiras Gufa. Lo machmas Chovas Nizaki. It's not based upon his fact, his fear to the Nisa. Bal Karpa, the Hada Ashur, Mishami Gufo, Pashidzos Nezek, Behesed, the Ashur, was Chayav Al Zeh, Midin Shmir. And the fact that the Ashur is Mishami Gufo, this is considered to be a real defect and a loss in the Ashur itself, and which obligates the Shomer to repay the Bialim because of Shmir's Gufo. Ulefi Zeh, Hada Parpa Gemara, Modina Miftarina, Hayim Mishim, the Kivan that Shom Nichnas Nachas Abayim and Abayim Mitarim, since, according to that side, that the Shomer is the Balan that is the Chayim Mizak and the Balan are pillared to him, the Inkin, Hachalos Achiev, who Machmas Kivan the Shomer. So the Chalos Kiv in the Chachar of the Shore is because of the Chova of the Shomer, Chos Mizak and the Shomer. The Shem Mazek, who the Chayim Rak al Shor, Lo Abayim, and the Shomer, who's Nichnas Tachas Abayim, he's the Mazik, and it's comes under his responsibility, not the Abayim. And because of his Chiyav, the Shomer is why there's a Chalos Chiyav in the Chetz of Shor. Okay, the Oichbas on Klal, Mazik owes the Shlumin, he may Abayim. It's true, ultimately, the Shlumin can come from the Mazik Abayim. And we call Makam, Shavar Mahanya, the Shomer, the Chiyav, the Chiyav, the Chiyav. Nevertheless, it still works, the Odas of the Shomer, to remove the chovas nizakin from the shomer himself. Given the pakir ikar chova, so it ends up being that both the baal and the chov and the shomer end up becoming pater. The only did hadav b'knas lo ichpas lo the chovas tashlumin amehu. So we don't care the fact that the chovas tashlumin is really on the baal because it's his mamon, because the chovas hadav b'knas doesn't go by chovas tashlumin. The guy with the Islam is in Mammon Shimshalim, meaning that Kol Talad Misha Chashim Mazik, Misha Reles Chayiv, which is the Shomer in this case, because he's Nechon Tzadis Bailam, the Kivan the Chol Zehu Rakia Shomer Lomer Bailam, Hakim and Mela, the Oda Shomer Pach Ikech Kolei Chiyuba, the Iftar Mishneim, it comes out, that since the Shomer is the Mazik, once he's mowed the Vekar Chova on him is gone, and then there's no creation of a Shiva, the Chov, in the Chetz of the Shore, because the Iker Mazik, he was mowed and he's Pater, so we never create a Chov on the shore itself, and therefore he can just serve as Pater, and he can return the shore perfectly intact and say, Rishon Chavonecha, because there's no Chalos Chiyuv on the shore.
Then he rejects the whole piece, right?
Or later next?
Yeah, because it won't work out according to the writer's other.
I'm going to Janet, he just says you must say Tosis learns like that one sheet in the right.
Right.
You force learn like that one sheet. It must be Tosis learns like that one sheet.
Right.
According to us, you have to learn like we said originally in the first
one. Right, can't answer.
With that one answer, Rabbi can't learn this one. Right. One answer, Rabbi can't learn this one. Did he just try like an approach to what he's doing here?
Okay, what is he saying? Yeshomer is high.
Yeah. But he doesn't have a Tashlum.
No.
Crazy Zakin. Crazy Zakin, not a whole Tashlum.
It's like just a shame.
He's the master.
He has a chovas himself. Now the Bai will have a chovas to shun.
Kind of says that, right?
Yeah. I didn't want to say there's no tashlum altogether.
Yeah. Yes, there's no chovas to shun at all, right? It's just a chovas like the chafts of the shore. Like the Nisa becomes a shutta from the shore, or is a shiva in the shore. But it's not like tied to any gap. It's just the Nisa has a shiva in the chas of the shore.
Okay, so why does it make it any better?
Well, before, like, originally, the other, he was looking at, like, there's a chobon, this gap, this chobon, that gap. Right? The chobon is violent, the chobon is shomer, he's more than this, only the chobon is violent. Now he's looking at, like, it's entirely. There's like a shame mazik and chozis and whatever, but the essential kriyat tashlum and everything is really just relegated to the chafza of the shore. I mean, it's not tied to any particular gavel. It's just the nizak has a certain discourse in the shore itself.
Okay, so we're trying to understand the Reb Chaim on the piece v'hinei ha'teisus b'bavakama chol kamosa. Because what did they say? Teisus says that it's a hezek nicker. And therefore, we can't say Reish Halacha Fon Echa. But the way we're learning before, we're learning that the Shomer took Biyadayim the Behema and gave it away to the Nizik. So how do you say Reish Halacha Fon Echa? So apparently, Tesfus holds that it's not the Shomer isn't chayef for giving away the animal. Be a dayan and being over his basic chiyuv of shmir lebailim, but what is happening here? The shomer's chayuv to return the animal to return the animal to the bailim, but his damage was, so he can't do it. So when he's moda, what does it mean? It means he's moda that it's his fault that he can't return the animal to the bailam. So what's that got to do with the Modina Miftarina? It's basically between him and the bailam. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not, and it's not because he gave it away that he, it's not because he gave it away, because he, according to Tyson, he didn't. He never gave it away. He just can't use this object as an object of Hashava. So it's his own problem that he can't use this damaged goods as an object of Hashava. So how could we say that if he was moda, he'd be mifta? What is he being moda? He's being moda that he doesn't have an animal to repay the bailam. That it's his fault that he doesn't have an animal to repay the bailam. And that's why he's being moda. So that's not going to potter him, because that has nothing to do.
It's not a
kass. With what?
It's not a
kass. It's not a kass. It's not even a class. Correct. Okay. So let's see. Yeah, go ahead. Somebody read. My voice is pretty good here.
Venira datosos svirlon nizelo yitakin kla lomar sheshomer mischai v'shalim v'hashur shal habayim.
So it is. So he can't. They use it as an object of payment.
Correct.
That was the way we had formulated it for above in the previous paragraphs. That the shomer has a chiyuv to the nizak to pay from the mamon of the bat.
Correct.
So Tosfos holds he can't.
Doesn't make sense.
For some reason it doesn't make sense. Not really explaining why, but
yeah. Well. You can see
why. Intuitively, you can understand why, kind of.
Intuitively, yeah.
Okay, it's a funny idea. It is a funny idea, but okay, go. Ella, the Ramela came new. Nevertheless, it still comes out that way. It's just Ramela. Okay, why? Even Shabbailim Masrul Shomim, Al Karfa, Al Kain, Ramela, Al Chiyuva, Legavos, Miguel Fashor. So since the Balaam gave over the shore to the Shomrim, so Mimela, the Chiyuv is Chal for the Nizak to be gover from the shore itself. Kedin Tam, she gover Mikupo. Velo Ichbas la Mada Chovas and Nizakin, Chiyal Shom Velo Balaam. And we don't care the fact that the Chovas Nizakin is on the Shomrim, not the Balaam, because they're Nechmas and Tachas of Balaam. But they're mad at us. It's still chal on the go for sure. Even al kopanim yishkan negicha shapir. Al kain memela meshtabe yashor b'chiyuvah shel shomer. So it just comes out of memela that the shore itself is meshubad to the nizak because of the chiyuv of the shomer. Aval ha'mia the gviyas anizak ki me'abaylam lo me'ashomer. So it's going to come out that even though it's a chova of the shomer and nizakim, since the guf hashor is meshuvah to the nizak is going to be gova the guf hashor from the bial, not from the shomer, right? Because that's who owns the shor. The shomer, after Rami left all the nizakim, it's true vis-a-vis nezek, he's the one who's really chayiv. The kol mamon chovas mamon lesalim. He still doesn't have a chovas mamon. Just really, it's the ultimate. It's the bial's chovas mamon. Even the time in Mashana and Gupta. So that's like the first point. So that's what we were confused about last time. Is
and then he goes,
should we further?
Yeah, might as well, because he brings it out one more.
Okay. Bishigam, the Yishlomar O. The Bitam, Lo Mikarya, Chovas Tashul Miklal. The Bitam in general, it's never really called. The Chovas Migufa is never really called the Chovas Tashlum. V'rak Chiyuva de Mimela, the Chal Asher Be'atzmo, it's just a Chiyuv that Mimela is Chal Mashor, the Gufa Shor, Imi Din Shifrin, Oki Din Bachov, either as the Nizai becomes a partner on the shore, or right. As a, like a Chod, like a Bachov, as Meshubatim. Mimela, the Lashayach Mimer Chal, the Hashomer Mischayev with Froa, the Shor Shel Bailam. So it doesn't make sense really to say at all that the Shomer is chayev to pay with the Shor of the Bailam. And the Achad lo chayel alav din chovas tashlumin, because by Tom there is no chovas tashlumin on anybody, given that Shor in Shalom. Who if he's there?
So wants to work with him at this point.
It's not really payment for damage, it just dedicates a den chov in the shark. That's not his shark.
Yeah, what does it mean by it? It means he doesn't have any chovas tashlum to the nizik.
Right, you see, nobody has a chovas tashlum.
Right. It's just an automatic process. Right. That the shore is nitfas,
right.
and is transferred to the nizik.
Right.
Okay, so go ahead.
With fizeh, even the shomer lebailim, urak machmas tova shmiras guvah bavad, glo machmas tova nizkav.
You're with me there.
The shomer is the floor of the shomer. It's an animal that gets a floor.
That's a lot better. Okay. So in other words, he doesn't have any chavos and zikin, because there's no tashlum.
Really, he has a chavos and zikin, it's just no chavos tashlum.
Right.
Because the Khan split those two things up, no?
Right. In other words, since he doesn't have a chavos tashlum, so he doesn't have on himself an ordinary chavos and zikin, where it's high of a tashlum. It's just something that happened. And now his problem is returning the shor. Right? Since there's nothing, since he has no chovas tashlumin, so he's not like an ordinary guy that has chovas nezikin, who has a chovas tashlumin. He just created something to the shor, and now he's stuck vis-a-vis the Bible. Okay, go ahead. Yes, what is it saying over there? There's a damaged shore.
The fact that it's short Mishnami Gupo.
Yeah, because what Texas says, it's not a, it's a Hesknicker.
It's right.
Okay, go ahead, good.
Ufiza, all the part of Gemara of Medina Miftarino.
Here's the core of the stars.
Right. Hayim Mishum, given that Shomer Mifasutah has a violin, the violin of Tarim, being king. So the chalos chiyuv in the shore, which causes the hafsid in the shore, is because of the chovas nisgav of the shomer. And the gavra of the mamon hamazik is really the shomer, not the bialim. Okay, lo if paslan klal ma da chovas hashlumin he mean by. True, the chiyuv b'chal and the guf ashor, which is really the moment of the bialim, and you could say the chovas tashlumin really is from the bialim. When we call makam shaver mahanya das shomer lach ikara chovas nisko, still nevertheless, even though it's paid for the moment of the bialim, the shomer zoda works to be machia the whole chovas nisko fundamental, the ikara chovas nisko to begin with. The mela. Then if Tarim Shneya, even the Bakir Karchova, so once the Shomer is Modas, so the Ikarchova Niskav is removed, and therefore there's no Chalos Chiyuv, and Hepsin, and Ikar Fashor, the Inyan Dino Dab, the Knas, well, Ikhbaslan, the Chovas at the Shlumin Ami Ishihi, so by Modar Knas, we don't care who's going to actually have to pay the money, we got Ikhbaslan Mezin Mam Mishalim, or where the money comes from. In that called Talib and Misha Chashid Mazik, and Misha Royalist Hayek. When the cost goes by, who has the Shem Mazik, and who, in theory, would be appropriate to be Machayek? The Kiva, the Cholzeh, who Rak Hashem, Nevelo Bailam, because he's Nechnas Tapas a Bailam, the Choz Nisko. Alkim and Mela, the Odas Shomer, Pakar Iker Achiev, the Niftar Shneem, once he's Mode, the Holy Iker Choz Nisko, and thereby the Chiev and the Shor is gone, and they're both Potter.
Okay, does that make sense? So what do you say? And then let's might as well go further. Because he says, well, the Kozo, if you should them the verse right there, therefore the Shamus talking about if talking about Montgomery. The Alkin Shampi Yashama does Shaman, you left the Gamma Bailam. We can't check us out now. Holden the double canasha was a tolui, and Misha Cholvashin Mazak Mashenke, if he has shita shinisha barai the chum, Oh, the nefesh and tachas of bialim who rock meaning for yuvah disham and avala bialim and iftarim baza and kainer nimsa the bialim and molim b'chivam the shem mazika went b'chol b'am d'am v'm kainer mikol shem shvetam l'achiv tashlim v'gishum v'gufo machas of bialim atzma v'adai l'amahan yadah shem iftarim kim d'chinam al macham asohu Lefizeh Hakasha, my part of the Gemara, Tama Mazin and Miftarina. So what is he saying? I mean, certainly doesn't seem crystal clear, huh?
Right. Last time we were bothered by the fact that like, he starts off saying it makes no sense to say that the Shomer is a Chiyav Mishtalim with the Mamon of the Bible. Because it's not a Shor, he was Chiyav to pay with someone else's money. Right, that's what Tosis rejects.
Right.
But then somehow the Mele comes out that's exactly what's going on. The Chovas Niskov is of the Shomer. But the Chiyav Tashlumin comes from the Mamon of the Bible.
Okay.
So
that's your question.
I mean, yeah. It's why is it? So how is that really different? And how does the word memela really change things? And what exactly happened between what Tosafot rejects and what he accepts? It sounds very
similar.
Very similar.
Because it's basically
Shemos five and from the moment of the Baal. I mean,
and he's transferring over the moment of the Baal.
For his fear.
For his fear.
Right. So what could Tosas not tolerate, and what exactly is he saying happens in Mela?
Right. Says trying to use the brisk and derech on this to approach their plan. I was trying to see what does he say? What's the pivotal point here? So I was thinking what he's saying is one thing you see clear from the Rapine. And that is, if the Bailam are b'chiyuvan, this whole Manila business is out. Right? Because that's why he says it's only good according to the first Tetzaret, not according to the second Tetzaret.
Then
the Hodah
won't pater.
What's that?
Then the Hodah won't pater.
Exactly. Then the Hodah won't pater. So, based on that, I wanted to say that what he means is that the Shomer becomes the Bailam in this case. And that's what it means, Nichnas and Tachas of Bailam. He becomes the Bailam. Why? Because he's the architect of the Chalos in the Shor. In other words, he's really the one whose lack of Shmira created the Chalos in the Shor. Correct?
Right.
So because of that, he is Nichnas Tachas HaBailam to acquire the Shem Mazik. In other words, there has to be one who's ultimately responsible for this automatic transaction. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the Bialim is out of the picture, so the Shomer has been Komo, so you have to say that the Shomer acquires the shame Bialim, or the shame Mazik, vis-a-vis this whole institution, by the fact that he is the causation of this whole chalos. And the Bialim are really proper. But apparently Reb Chaim holds that's only possible if you have no Bialim. Because that's like a secondary method which is inaugurated through the concept of the Shomer's Nichnas Tachas HaBailam. In the absence of a Bailam, we say there's nobody around but him, and his causation is going to have to be the essence of creating the Chalos Tam. Because you have to create the Chalos Tam. So the Bialim are out, so he's the closest one. So therefore, he is the one who absorbs the shame of the architect of the process. You follow what I mean? In other words, in the absence of the Bialim, now there's no Bialim. So the Bialim aren't chayim midin mamon. Right? Mm-hmm. So now, but there is a chalos here in the shore. Who created the chalos in the shore? The answer is the Shomer. Because his failure to what? To do Shmira is directly responsible for the, is causatively responsible for the automatic chalos. So he's the mazik. He's the one that created the automatic chalos.
You're saying he's like mazik the shore of the Bialim?
He's mazik the shore of the Bialim, right.
So then,
by creating the automatic chalos,
he's not chayev, then has a good style, but it does a shmira.
Right. He's chayev. Right.
Right, even if he wasn't the cause, but the Bialim were the cause.
Yeah, but the Bialim, what he's saying here is since the Bialim were taken out of the picture and the Shomer was placed in the picture, in terms of the chiyuv chalos migufa.
Right.
So therefore, the Shomer is the gavra that's the representative of the chalos. So he's the essential factor in creating a chalos. So therefore, it's his chalos. So if he's moda, he'll ponder everybody.
There will be no chalos if he's moda.
If he's moda, he'll take it, it'll be.
There'll be no chalos in the shore.
Yeah, he'll take it off.
Right.
He'll take it off. Because he really is the architect. In other words, you have to trace the chalos gufo. The chalos begufo has to be traced to some person. So if the Bialim's there, so we trace it to the Bialim Mamo. We say he is the essence of the people here. It's his mamon, and it's his mamon hamazik. So he is the cause. He is the one. He's the baladavar of the chalos. But if you take him out of the picture, you have to look for somebody else. So who did the Torah place instead? Not the balamon, but the balamaisa. So the balamaisa is really the causative agent. He's the agent of the chalos in the town. The balamaisa. But that you only say in the absence of the violent.
Why couldn't you say if both of them were there?
You can't say that both are the mazikin.
Why not?
Because one is more essential than the other. In other words, if you're going to say that he's the balamoma stayev kechol shor da'alma, now you can't say that the balamaisa is partners with him. Right? Who is the mazik? The balamoma. What gives the gavra the shame mazik? Is it? It has to be one cause. You can't say no. Two things: the balamoma and the balamaisa. That Reb Chaim rejects.
Well, you see, isn't that the answer to the Rav where they're both shemazik?
Oh, so that's why he says you can't say this teretz according to.
But it doesn't work out in the Gemara because even if the Shomer is Moda and Potter, but the Baal's not Moda, so there's going to be a chalos in the Shur anyway. And therefore you can't say Reshel off of Hanacha because there's going to be a chalos in the Shur.
So he's going to have to return the Shur.
Yeah, but not because. Not because, like you're saying, like he's not responsible or he's not the cause of anything. Yes. Just if there's two parties who are a mazik, just because one's moda and the other one's not, there's still going to be a knas in the shore itself. And now Ishmir Skuba is going to kick in because there's going to be a hefset in the shore. Like this whole mechanism would work. It's just you need both parties in moda and pater, as opposed to just one.
Oh, you're saying there are prime holds. That it's not a tarta de sasa to have two essential people, one because of mom and one because of myself.
Right, and that in fact is the right.
And I'm saying that, no, Chaim is saying that the moment the Bilem is there, he's the number. And you can't now say that Nichnas Utachas a Bilem means that there's a new, he's the Shemazah. You can only say that it's Chayev and the Zaki.
Right.
And therefore, his hodah won't do anything. His hodah won't do anything. The only hodah you could use is hodah at the bottom. Right. That's what I think he's saying.
But if you look at the.
Let's take a look. Okay. Elder Kozel, if the Ashita Amavuar is variety, go ahead.
The Hechadah Shomer Nichmasu Tachas Abaylim. Niftar Mabailam Ligamri. The Al King, Shapri Yishlomer, the Adasa Shomer, Mahanya Liftar Gam Habailam. Mitam Shikasab, the Cholin of Dabaknas, Shabizet, Holy Rak Mishachal of Shemazik. Masha Inkin, the Yashita Shneo, Shabarayvid, Sham, the Hodin of Tatahas the Bailam, who Rak in the Yuva of the Shomer.
What does that mean?
That means that the Shomer Mar also Chayav. Not to the exclusion of the Baal, but it just tells you that the Shomer Mar also Chayav.
Okay.
Aval Baalim Niftar Mizet, but it doesn't remove the shame Mazik from the Baalim. V'im Kain, Ha'anim to the Baalim, Him Ha'ol Nechayavam, so they retain their Chayav Nizakim. The shame Mazik Aleihem Kechol Baalim Da'alma.
Why? Because it's their Momo.
Yeah, so they're also, they have a Shem Mazik, just like they always do. It's just that the Shomer also has it.
Well, go on.
V'im Kain, Ha'arei Mikol Shkim B'Shor Tam, that the Baal of the Shem Mazik, the Chiyav Tashlum and Shemikufu, who Gam Machmas Habayal Ma'atzvon, V'vada Elo Mahani Adas HaShomer L'Mithrinu, Kiyav Nechiyav Lav Machmasahu. If you say a Kasha, Ma'ali Parach HaGumari, Tam Adin Mithrinu, Ha'kati Iyu Tar Bo Yishun the Baal,
and that's that. But if he's in his dress also, so he could potter himself.
He could potter himself, yeah, but the Bailim still have their shame magic. And therefore, Bezdin will institute the Knas on the shore because of the Chovas Nizkov of the Bible, right? Now you can't return the shore.
also
On the Shama. But
that, he's going back to the original paragraph now, that first paragraph. Or isn't he going back to that theory?
Yeah, I think he's going to that, to this paragraph. The Chalki Yubilish Arlem of the Bailam, Rak Machmas, Exit Ashur, Shabbam, Shem, and the Shama. Said the Baruch Gemara, don't let Itam have a murder. You must in the middle of the three naughty days a gami bailam. Who can wash your kasam the kolz of a mile? And you show them hate the ravim. She called the shmiras gufo because he bailam. Bahadi ha'adino ha'ashomim nifnu tachas nifnu sitachas a bailam. Even in his part, the gam kolz of a shum of a bailam. She had a short time a ball. The machmas din shmiras gufo, the sefer adover rak machmas chiyuvim b'shmiras nezakim. Bothering me was, why don't you say over here, if you're going to say that the Bailam and the Shomer are both the gaffers of the Tam, of the Chi of Tam, so why don't you say when the Shomer is Moda, like we said before, that he loses because it's Motor Mifte, it loses Chiyuvei Shmira. And then the Chiyuvei Hezek will be just Grumma. But the answer is like this. See, originally Reb Chaim asked, what Shaychus does the Chiyuvei Nezek have to the Chiyuv to return the Shor to the Baal? And he answered very simply. Not very simple, but he answered part of it. So this part is simple. He said that the Chiyuvei Nezikin of the Shomer make him be Mishalim with the Balaam's money. So therefore, he could be, since his Chiyuvei Nezikin make him be Mishalim with the Balaam's money, so when he's Modin Nifter, he's being Modin on his Chiyuvei Nezikin. Because the Chiyuvei Nezikin are making him pay, and that's how he's involved. They're making him pay with the Balaam's money. So therefore, when he's Modin, he's going to lose his Chiyuvei Nezikin, because the Chiyuvei Nezikin are tied in with the process of Tashlumen to the Nizik. Right? Because that's, in essence, what the Chiyuv and Nizikin are doing. So therefore, he'll be Modo Mifter. And now, the Mafrei has no Chiyuv and Nizikin. So it comes out that it's just Grumma. Right? That was Reb Chaim's Teres before, but over here he's saying differently in places. Don't really know what he's saying, but he seems to be saying in Taisus that the setting up of the Shomer as the Mazik, because of his carelessness, he's the architect of the whole of the Chalos in the Behema of Chalos and Gufo, so he can be Modi even though he's not being Mishalim, whatever that means, but that's what he says. But in that case, the Hodor will not include his Chiyuv and Zikin because he's not being Mishalim. So it's just the Hodor vis-a-vis the Nizik, which will not do anything for him vis-a-vis the Bible, because that's a separate thing. So if it's Tashlumen, and the Tashlumen are wrapped up in the Chiyuvei Nezikin, so then when he's Moda, he'll be Mifter, and the Chiyuvei Nezikin will be off. So then the Chiyuvei Nezikin don't exist, and it's just a Grumma and his Patur. But if the Chiyuv over here is because he's the Mazik, because he orchestrated the Chalos in the Tam, and that's why, and that's what, he's not being Modan Peron. He's being Moda simply on the, he's not even paying the Nezakah. He's just being Moda because he can't pay with the other person's money, so he's just being loaded that he's the Chalashem Mazik. But there's no Tashlumen involved. So therefore, he's never going to become Modo Mifter on his Chiyuvei Nezikin. The only reason why he's Modo Mifter on his Chiyuvei Nezikin is because his Chiyuvei Nezikin caused him to pay with the Baal's money. Okay, so it's wrapped up. The Chiyuvei Nezikin and the Baal's money and the Tashlumen. So once he's Mifter on the Chiyuvei Nezikin. But over here, the Chiyuvei Nezikin are not wrapped up with the Baal's money.
So even if he patters himself as a Mazeh, he still is being Chayav the Baal.
He still has his Chiyuvei Nezikin on him. So if the Bailam, if they go to the Bailam, and they collect from the Bailam, he's going to have to pay back the Bailam.
That's not a Grumma.
No, because, in other words, the only reason it's a Grumma in the first case is because his chiyuvei nizikin are to the nizik to pay him with the mamon bialim. So when he's being mode, he's doing a maisa tashmumen, he's being mode, his chiyuvei nizikin are included. That's in that hybrid of paying with the bialim's money. But over here, he's not paying. He's just being mode that he's a Russian.
So what does that do?
So our client said that makes him a bialim.
That makes him a bialim?
Well, that's the whole piece before. I don't know exactly how that works, but that we had a little lunch of it. But he's saying that it doesn't matter who he pays with, whose money is paid. He is the Russia because he made the chalos in the shore. So he's just being more than being a Russia that he made a chalos in the shore. But that's not going to...
It doesn't make him not causing the Baal to...
He will now be played into the conflict.
In other words, it's not going to make him not chayev in the zikin anymore.
Why not? Is he chayev in the zikin at all? He's not...
In other words, the moment he becomes a shaman and accepts the behema, he's chayev in the zikin. That's nichnas tachas
habayim.
Yeah. Right?
Just as a mazik, not for kashuvah.
What's that?
Just as a mazik, not for...
As a mazik. So he has to pay the nizik.
Right.
Okay. So he has to pay the nizik, and by paying the nizik, so then he returns the show to the Bible. Right? The chiyuv and nizikin. The chiyuv and nizikin. He has the direct chiyuv and nizikin.
To the nizik?
To the nizik.
Even when he's moda and miftar, he still has that?
See, moda and miftar only work if he's moda and miftar in a way that includes his chiyuvei nizikin.
Why doesn't it include his chiyuvei nizikin in this case?
In this case, why doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because in this case, there's no tashmum. He's only being moda for creating the chalos on the short time, but he's not being. It has nothing to do with his chiyuvei nizikin because he's not paying the nizikin.
So does he have to give in a zikin or not?
Yeah.
Then why, if he has to give in a zikin, doesn't his hodah pocket him from those to you?